What is going on, y'all? Welcome to the Huey Show, episode number 10. It is your boy Huey, and today we got some good old fire topics for you guys. It's going to be some good old NFL sports talk because we're getting closer and closer to the good old Super Bowl. And we got our good old special guest. Well, not really special. He's kind of been on here before.
Football analyst.
Okay. Good old Derek. He is joining us once again.
Happy to be back.
Yes, sir. Yes, I'm happy to have him back. So we're going to get right into this. So it's official. Bill Belichick.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
He's gone.
And they already replaced him.
Yeah.
It was like a day.
First of all, you better be a good coach if your last name is Mayo. Because if you're bad, that's going to be what you get. Yo, remember when we had a guy named Mayo?
No.
That's exactly what I'm saying. <That's> know, he might only be remembered for his name if he does not perform. Or does not get them to perform.
He'll probably be remembered more as a player, because he does have a ring, at least.
Yeah, but nobody cares about that when you... I mean, they do care about it, but you gotta win.
I do think it's funny. I think you were telling me, too, that there's this big, like, Patriots, I'll say wet dream, where they got Mike Vrabel, and then McDaniels came back, and he was going to be his OC, and then Belichick would be the DC or just the GM. Mm-hmm. And it's like, no, we're going to hire this guy, this line coach.
Yeah, I said, you know, and I said, listen, I'm not saying he would do this, but I said, if let's say he wanted to become the defensive coordinator, he'd be a fire defensive coordinator. He's getting old, too.
Yeah, I think the big thing is he was the de facto leader of the team because he was head coach and GM. Mm. And I don't think there's that many people that can do both. I don't think there's anyone that could do both. I think there's people that can do one at a time. Mm-hmm. And there's even players that have been decent GMs. Like John Elway was GM for a while. He was involved with getting Peyton Manning involved with the team and stuff like that, led them to a ring, and then basically retired after. But there's a bunch of scenarios where everyone can be a GM, but doing all the head coaching duties and all that's entailed, and then also having to do all that scouting and all that stuff, I can't imagine that being
fun. I mean, it's not fun, especially when you get to a certain age. You know, this is like, how many times can you keep doing the same? And you're not winning.
Yeah.
It's one thing when you're doing it and you're winning. It's another thing when you're doing it and you've had... I'm trying to think, the last time they made the playoffs was, what, 2020?
I know.
What's his face? Made the All-Star.
2020 was when
NFL, whatever.
Brady won, right?
Yeah.
So it was 2019 that he made the playoffs and then lost in, I think it was the wild card even.
I'll tell you right now.
It was something like that.
I'm about to tell you right now. Unfortunately... My laptop's having difficulty, so we're having to go to the good old phone. Playoff history. Because I could have sworn... Yeah, 2021.
It was 21?
Against the Buffalo Bills, and they lost.
And that was with Brady?
No, that was with... what's his face?
Mac Jones.
Jones, yeah. That's what I said. There was a year to where he made the...
Where he made the Pro Bowl.
Yeah, Pro Bowl.
Okay. Yeah, that was his. That was his one.
That was his one hoorah, and then after that, it was downhill from there. But that's what I'm saying. I mean, it's one thing when you're doing it and you know you're winning versus when you're not. And my whole point was, when you're at 75, you don't have time for no rebuild.
Yeah.
So, if I know what I'm really good at is defense, shit. I mean, imagine if he went over to the 49ers?
Oh, no.
I'm just saying from the defensive coordinator.
Yeah.
That would be a devastating lineup, having Belichick as the defensive coordinator and then having whoever, and then Shanahan as the head coach.
And that team's already stacked.
That's what I'm saying.
On both sides of the ball. You don't need, no, please, no.
But that would be, that's what he should be looking for at 75, 76.
A lot of people are saying he's going to go to the Chargers or...
Atlanta.
Atlanta, yeah. Yeah.
But that's the thing. See, certain coaches have certain styles, right?
Yeah.
And his style is more of a, not drill sergeant, but he's more of a, I take pieces and I put them in.
Yeah, there's also like a no-nonsense kind of vibe.
And Atlanta, man, Lance is known for them lemon pepper wings, the strip clubs, the party.
Yeah.
You send them in there, you can't have that same mindset that they're going to operate like a England scenario, like a Boston.
Yeah, that's true. I could still see him showing up. I think the Chargers is probably a better choice for him because they have no, I'll say no culture right now, at least from what I've seen. They're just there's a lot of good players on that team. Mm-hmm. But there's still definitely areas that they need to fill in. Mm-hmm. And then there's still areas that having a guy like Belichick to kind of smooth out the edges that are a little rough to build that team, mm-hmm. that would probably be the best choice for him. If he was going for like, I'm going to show up to the team, fix a few things, and then we're in the playoffs, which I think, as much as I hate the Chargers, I think they could do that, or Belichick could do that with that team the way it is now.
We'll really have to see. We'd see how, what's his name, Hubert?
Herbert, yeah.
Herbert. We got to see how he develops. Because it seems like he can win, but I've noticed that when you give certain QBs that have the appearance that they can win, you give them pieces.
Yeah.
Sometimes, you know, the accuracy, you start seeing the little problems that they had when they didn't have the pieces.
I think he's only gotten worse over the few seasons he's been in the league.
That's because he's been getting nailed because of the line, though. He's had a horrible line.
Exactly. There's no line. The run game, you have Eckler, but again, there's no line, so you can't really rely on the run game too much. Mm-hmm. He can throw the ball if he has time to throw the ball.
But that's for any QB, though.
Well, and then who is he throwing it to?
Wasn't there somebody that just broke like 1,000 yards?
I think there's one guy. Just like the Broncos, they have Cortland Sutton, and that's it.
Well, would you look at that? My laptop just turned on.
There we go. it just needed something to answer that was important. But I can't think of anyone on that team other than Austin Eckler. And then I think there's like one wide receiver that has, like you said, over 1,000 on the year. But it isn't. It's lacking otherwise, I'll say.
No, I mean, hold on. I'm about to pull up the Chargers wide receiver core right now. I probably should have went to the NFL, not Chargers.com, because you know they got
Chargers.com.
Yeah. What's his name? Keenan Allen.
Okay, yep.
He's one that you can throw to. Palmer's okay depending on the day. The rest of you guys, I really don't know. Quentin Johnson, I really don't know.
I think I've heard that name.
Eckler's all right. Wait.
He's a running back, though.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, but that's what I'm saying. He has something. It's just he doesn't have... He doesn't have no Debo. He doesn't have, like, A.J. Brown or...
Well, even when you have an A.J. Brown or, you know... Because even the Broncos suffer from this. You have Cortland Sutton, and then you have a running back. Or depending on the game, you have two running backs because sometimes Javonte shows up, sometimes P. Ryan's blowing everything out of the water. And then you have Cortland Sutton. But then Jerry Jeudy depends on the game, and usually when he does show up, it's against teams that we don't care about. Like
most above-average wide receivers. I feel like there's a lot of them that kind of do that.
Yeah, that's fair. But I think a quarterback needs two targets. Whether, you know, it doesn't matter if that one guy gets 2,000 yards on a season. What matters is I could throw it to this guy or this guy, no matter what, you know, and you get results. You know, because even...
Well, that's what this league is now. This league is all... They only care about results, yardage, and yards per down. That's really what they look at.
Because that's really what matters.
I would say they look at that more for a running back. Because that's where it becomes a very big... Like, if you're only getting 4 yards per average or 4 yards per gain, and there's a running back that's giving 7...
Oh, yeah.
They're going to give it... You're getting replaced by the guy that gives you 7. I was going to say wreck, but I was run after contact.
Oh, yeah.
All that matters. So... You know, I think the average for a good QB, quote unquote, is I think if you pass 1,000 passing yards.
Oh, in a season?
Yeah.
That could be...
That's the average for a good QB, I'm saying.
Yeah. That could be deceitful, though. Because, like, Russell Wilson had the... I think it was top 10 passer rating. But if you actually watch him play football, it's not great.
But passing rating can be...
It's not QBR.
It can be dependent on, one, whether your wide receivers catch the ball or whether they don't catch the ball.
I think it takes that into account, but I'm not sure.
I'm pretty sure it does.
I think it's like it takes into account like whether the ball was catchable or not.
Yeah.
QBR is kind of a weird one. But
you said passing, was it passing yardage?
Passer rating.
Oh, passer
rating. I believe Russ is top 10, which.
So it's calculated using a player's passing attempts, completions, yards, touchdowns, and interceptions. So, yeah, it does account for whether they completed or not. So if unfortunately you could have a good QB, but he could have a bad passer rating because somebody doesn't catch the ball that.
Well, he's the opposite. His QBR is atrocious, but his passer rating is again like top 10. It's weird.
That could also be QB intelligence too.
I just think he's not in the right system.
That could be it could be a lot of things. Like you said, system, West Coast versus a different system.
Yeah.
I mean,
Sean Payton's more of a if you look at Drew Brees versus Russell Wilson,
yeah.
You know, one pocket passer. Yeah, one's definitely a pocket passer.
The other one's more scramble to the left, to the right, throw that bitch down.
Off tempo.
Yeah.
You know, which it's nice to be able to throw something off tempo, but you shouldn't have to
do it every time.
Rely on the off tempo throw. You need to be able to go through the motions, and I think that's what Sean Payton relies on in his plays, is super robust. This. You know, on four, that's when you're throwing it. You're taking two hitches back. You know, it's not. You scramble in the pocket, you find an opening, and you throw it. It's nice to run those plays, and it's super helpful. And Wilson's whole career has shown that that's a successful way to run as a quarterback, like that system. But you need a coach that supports that system as well. And I still think when you look at especially nowadays, when you look at Lamar, you look at Hurts, you look at all these mobile quarterbacks.
I think Lamar's starting to figure out that
you need to throw the ball.
You can't just scramble up because one, you can get hurt.
Yeah.
I think a lot of running QBs are starting to realize, you know what? Running north and south is not the answer. Running left and right might be more fashionable for you long term.
And even back in the day, like John Elway went through the same thing because he was very much an east-west type of runner, and he still tore his ACL and then played without it for the rest of his career.
Yeah, but that's a rarity.
Yes.
That is a rarity now. We can't say that's the average.
But by force, he became the tempo.
Yeah, he became
on the dot type thrower, which I think Lamar and Hurts are starting to kind of come around to, where it's like, yes, I can scramble, throw the ball, you know, make those completions. But at the same time, I'm running these plays where...
I wouldn't really say Hurts. I wouldn't say Jalen Hurts, because Jalen has started to figure that out way before compared to, let's say, like a Lamar. To me, I'm saying.
Yeah.
Because he's not, you know... He's not like a Lamar or like a... what's his name off the Eagles, the old QB?
Oh,
like a Carr or like a...
are you thinking of Vic? Or
Mike Vic? I mean, but Mike Vic...
Oh, really, you're thinking of the guy right before Vic?
No, right after.
McNabb?
No, McNabb was another one, too.
Okay.
McNair, too, right? Steve?
Steve McNair.
Yeah.
That sounds right.
No, he got hurt, and then they won the Super Bowl.
Oh, Carson Wentz?
Yeah, Wentz.
Yeah.
They were north and south.
Yeah.
Even Cam, north and south. They ran up the field, down the field.
Yeah.
And they got hurt. Derek Carr, up the field, down the field. Got hurt. Torn ACL, torn MCL.
Well, even...
Broken leg.
Even guys that aren't known for scrambling, like Joe Flacco, ran, got hurt, and ruined their career.
And now it's bouncing back, which I do, unfortunately, have to give some apologies out.
No, don't do it.
No, I got it.
It's not worth it.
I got it. I mean, listen, because here's the thing. If if I talk crazy about you, right, I got to admit to I said some wild shit. And Derek knows what I said, and we will discuss it. But, you know, I just think a lot of the runners are like, you know what, let's just run left, right. There's just no reason. You're taking a whole bunch of chances on yourself getting hurt. Yeah. And it doesn't outweigh the value of me telling you, yeah, you know, run upfield and try to take this hit from this cornerback or linebacker. Yeah.
When you're the highest paid person on the field and the team kind of degrades without you.
Deshaun Watson. The team got better without
him. Team got better without him.
That's the sad part. But I just don't think, is it that they got better or is it that they got someone who's more consistently there?
I think the team as a whole kind of started.
Well, they got defense. They got that damn good defense.
Yeah.
Second to Baltimore.
I think the whole team started working though? With each other.
Ain't that funny, though?
What?
The fact that the two best defenses in the league are the Browns and the Ravens, the two teams that came from each other.
That whole setup is funny.
Yeah.
I really, as much as I hate the Browns, I really want to see the AFC Championship to be.
That would be a crazy championship. Because no matter who loses.
Exactly.
It's like, and we will discuss who we have for the lineup. That will be discussed in the pod. But, I mean, like you said, I mean, Joe Flacco, with him getting his head knocked off when he went to go slide at the, was that the end zone or was it before the end zone?
No, it was just for a first down. Yeah. He got the first, he went to slide. And
got
then
his head drilled off.
I don't even think it was like a.
No, it was his head because the dude dropped his shoulder.
I don't think it was a divisional game. Mm-mm. Or a conference game. It wasn't against like Cincinnati or the Browns. It wasn't like an important game to where like.
But after that hit, he was never the same.
Yeah. Well, to be fair, he went to the Broncos when they were rebuilding. And then
to the Jets.
Then to the Jets. Then I think he went to another team for a little bit. Then back to the Jets. And then
right
to the
now.
Browns.
I'll tell you right like, now.
And I think he kind of proved that. He kind of proved that.
I got you. I got you right here.
Okay.
Ravens, Broncos, Jets, Eagles, back to Jets, and now at the Browns.
He's probably a backup for Philly. Mm-hmm. That makes sense. But he kind of proved that those situations that he was in, they were not good. He's one of those guys that you can build around really well, which is weird because
I think it was more, people never questioned his arm talent. It was more of, is he still, does the league still want him? Because sometimes the league will just kick you out.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, once you reach a certain age, and he's not even necessarily that, I mean, he is old, but he's 38.
Yeah, he's older than A-Rod.
Yeah. But
I think.
But a lot of the QBs, because of the new rules, they're allowing them to stay longer.
Yeah.
You couldn't imagine a wide receiver being 38.
No.
Or a running back being 38.
Unless they're godly.
Yeah.
I mean.
Unless you're a 49ers wide receiver. He played for that long.
Jerry Rice played forever.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Rice. Rice played for a minute. The dude off the Texans also played for a good little bit. The running back. Let me look up. Gore? No, not.
Oh,
yeah.
Frank Gore played forever.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
His son was in the league when he finally retired.
But I don't think he was on the Texans. I think he was on the 49ers.
He was on the 49ers and the Jets and I think like one or two other teams. He's probably been on like every team.
49ers, Colts, Dolphins, Bills, Jets.
Okay.
So yeah, he came in the league. He came in the league in 2005 and then retired in 2020.
Yeah, exactly.
So yeah.
Yeah, running backs aren't supposed to last 15 years.
Yeah, trust me. I think they're supposed to last 10. No.
No. Most running backs last like 2 years. If we're being honest.
No, I thought it was like four. I thought the average was four. It was like 3 to 4 years.
The average might be like up to four, but that's because of how many that make it 2 years and how many that make it like your Frank Gore's, Adrian Peterson.
Okay, so here we go. You are right. So the average career length of an NFL player is 3.3 years. The average running back career length is 2.6 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But even with that 2.6 number,
2.57.
Whatever.
Yeah.
But taking that number, you have to take into account how many last a year and how many made it, you know, like, I think Adrian Peterson was, again, like 10, 15 years mm-hmm. in the league.
And he tore his ACL, and people thought he was never going to be the same.
Yeah.
So, and he came back, had a better season.
Yeah, I forget, did he play for the, what was it?
Vikings.
Oh, well, no, he played for the Vikings, and then I think he went to the Commanders or some random team, and he still had, like, a 1,000-yard season.
Repeat his name one more time.
Adrian Peterson.
There you go. AP.
Yep.
I'm always bad with names. Oh, so, no, it was Redskins?
Oh, was it?
So, yeah, okay. Yeah, so he went from the Vikings to the Saints to the Cardinals to the Redskins. That's where I kind of remember him a little bit. Then the Lions, Titans, and then Seahawks. And I think he's probably done after that. I don't see a retirement here, though. So he might not have retired officially, but he's done.
Yeah, I think he's done.
He's done.
I certainly hope so.
I mean, you know, you don't want to have one of those seasons where you try to come back and then and you come back worse. And then that's because that gets added to your legacy.
Yep.
Same thing with Jordan. I mean, a lot of people said Jordan should have never came back for the Washington
Bullets. I always forget about that.
Yeah, a lot of people say he should have stayed home.
I was like, what do you mean? He came back and he got another ring. What are you talking about? Nothing else happened.
Yeah. that was a very, you know, people always ignore it because of like he only played for like a season or two, but he still averaged like 27 points.
Yeah.
At the age of 39, I think.
Just like he was never in the MLB.
Yeah.
Don't look into it.
He really wasn't in the MLB. He was AAA, wasn't he?
I think he was still AAA for the White Sox.
So,
it was totally like a publicity, you know, just, hey, look, it's Michael Jordan type deal.
They used it to bring in a crowd.
Smart move.
Yeah. Smart move. I'm not mad at it. But Jared Mayo, you know, I don't hope you do well because I'm a Giants fan. Fuck y'all. But, you know,
the whole AFC is against you. Sorry.
I mean, listen, yeah, because we knocked out the Bills. We beat the Bills in the Super Bowl.
Oh, no, I meant against the Patriots.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
when you have a reign of 15, 20 years.
That's what I'm saying. You have a reign of 15, 20 years. I'm, for the rest of my life,
relax.
You can suck.
Yeah, yeah. There's been arguably two generations that have seen y'all won.
Yes, which is funny because... Anyone else?
Almost three.
Yeah. Throughout the rest of Patriots history, you know, other than the Brady era, they have been garbage.
Yeah. Before the Brady era, who was thinking? I'm trying to think of how they were relatively a young team, I think, weren't they? They weren't an old team, I don't think.
I only know the story with Drew Bledsoe. I don't know how young the team was at the time. Which I know.
Oh, never mind. I lied. We lied. 1959. I mean, they.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wait, no.
They're an older team.
Yeah, no, but I was thinking of, like, I could have sworn. I was thinking they were part of the expansion team. So the closest they got, according to this, was 1976, where they finished 11-3 and then barely lost to the Super Bowl champion, Oakland Raiders.
Yep.
Then after that, it skipped to 1994. To where it changed management, and that's when they started stockpiling picks.
Yep.
But they did win in 1996. They won the AFC Championship, and that was the second trip to Super Bowl, but I don't think they won. And then 2001, Bill Belichick came.
Yep.
So they've had a winning history, but it's been spread out.
No. The winning hit, because like, they went from, like, I don't think the Vikings have a winning history. They don't have a ring.
But they got a lot of Hall of Fame players on, which is crazy to think about.
I think when you look at being, like, if the Chargers, when they had Rivers and Antonio Gates, they were a great team. Don't get me wrong. But I don't think that was, like, an era of the Chargers where they were dominant. They don't have a ring.
Hold on, they have one
playoff appearance.
Nobody's saying, now, just because... All right, so then are the Bills fans going to remember the Josh Allen?
The Bills fans will. I won't.
There's no way you're telling me in the future. You know, yeah, I remember that Josh Allen. You're going to remember him because he had a strong season now.
Even if I do.
Okay.
I won't remember.
He won't be like a ring. You know, as they say, if.
The ring's the only thing, man.
Jordan, Scotty, they all sound nice because they all got a ring to it. I mean, you will say that they didn't want a ring, but you, I mean,
Even though I disagree with the notion that you should judge players by the amount of rings they have, I still think it's important when you're talking about how dominant a legacy was. Like, if Peyton Manning never got that Super Bowl 50 ring, it would be a totally different story.
Yeah, but at the same time, like, for instance, like, you know, because I would say we are pretty, you probably know more overall of football than me in terms of, like, the niches. I know football enough to where I can do my thing.
Yeah.
But, like, you know, like the Dan Marinos, the Cunninghams, they had their era. I mean, they are remembered, the Michael Vicks.
Does Cunningham have a ring?
No.
Okay. Because I think Dan Marino is probably one of the very few exceptions to the rule.
Steve McNair.
Okay, sure.
There's a lot of Eagles QBs that actually should have rings that just didn't get it.
Even quarterbacks that ended up being on the Eagles should have had a ring.
NFC East ain't easy, baby. It ain't easy.
Depends on the year.
Depends on the year, but usually somebody's gonna go on some.
I think from what I've seen, usually half of the teams are garbage, and half of the teams are great. I hate to shit on your Giants.
Really, it's the Commanders that are always bad.
Commanders are always bad. And then sometimes the Eagles are bad. Sometimes the Giants are bad. Cowboys have usually been good, which is funny.
They've been consistently good, just never got to the promised land.
It's hilarious how consistently good they've been and how lucky they've been with, like, quarterbacks and stuff.
Listen.
And coaches and coordinators and all this shit. Mm-hmm. And they still can't win a playoff game.
This is what Cam said from the Is What It Is podcast. This is what Cam said. He said, ever since cocaine left that locker room, it ain't been the same. Ever since they went from the cocaine Cowboys and the White House got shut down, it ain't been the same. And to his point, I mean, they haven't.
I would love to watch that NFL. Oh, man.
See, but the thing is, it wouldn't be possible because there's too many cameras.
Oh, no, I want it to be no. Like, are you saying you wouldn't watch the CFL?
Oh, of course.
Not Canada, the Cocaine Football League.
Yeah, no. The Cocaine Football League is crazy. But, I mean, think about the 80s and 90s players have to have some of the best. Lawrence Taylor, the cocaine man himself.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, dude used to do cocaine, then go out play a whole football game.
And kill people, yeah.
Kill people, then go work out, then go do more cocaine, and smash some strippers for the night, and then go to sleep, and then wake up and do it all again. Same thing with Will Chamberlain, but he didn't do cocaine, so that's why I'm not bringing him up. But, you know, it's one of those cases to where you might not be the first name brought up because you didn't win. Like I said, Dan Marino, Randall Cunningham, Philip Rivers, McNair, Donovan McNabb, Cam Newton. And Cam might be brought up because he got to the Super Bowl. But
I think Cam wouldn't be in the GOAT conversation.
Not GOAT, but I'm saying,
but he might be in, like, the greatest single season.
2000s, like as a 2000s or a 10s player.
I think he probably had one of the best seasons as a quarterback in the 2010s, which is weird to say.
Like a Ocho Cinco. Like he's remembered for his 2000s run. But in terms of, and this is no disrespect, I love Ocho. I love his route running. He's probably one of the greatest route runners of all time. But he's more mentioned for his time, not for what he did
throughout the
whole game. And that's no disrespect. But
at the same time, is that a Hall of Fame wide receiver?
Some people say he is. He has the numbers.
Does he have the numbers?
Yeah,
I'm not sure if he has the consistent numbers, though.
I would have to really look into Ocho Cinco because he's more...
I know he's one of those guys that kind of retired because he just wasn't getting paid anymore.
No, he retired because the league didn't want him necessarily in there.
Yeah. No one was going to pay him what he deserved to be paid, so he just kind of up and left.
So let's see. From 2000 to 2009, he averaged 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. All right, so this must have been his injury year. 7. So he has 7 seasons over 1,000. So he has 11,000 yards. Trying to see. he was never really hurt, so that's another thing put on him. He didn't really have many fumbles. He had 10 touchdown season, 67 throughout his whole career. I mean, these are Hall of Fame numbers. We know people with less.
But usually those people with less have that shiny piece of metal on their finger.
Yeah, but at the same time, so then you're going to give the people with more less because they weren't on a good team.
That's usually how it works out. Nah, but I think, but we're not talking about Hall of Fame. We're talking about, like, remembering. Like, when I think of the greatest wide receivers of all time, or when I think of wide receivers, I'll think of the GOATs first.
Yeah, of course.
Then I'll think of my guys. Yeah. Which is weird because I think of Wes Welker as a Bronco, which most people don't.
Don't, man. But he was there, so.
He was definitely there. Yeah, he was one of, because it was him, Demaryius, and Julius Thomas. Mm-hmm. Which, Julius was fine. He's a tight end. He was a tight end, so, you know, you're not, especially around that time, you're not getting that many receptions, but he still had big plays under his belt. He was still one of the guys. Mm-hmm. Demaryius Thomas, he's a Hall of Famer outright.
Yeah, so according, this is going to an article.
Okay.
This is, of course, from the Shannon Sharp episode to where they brought up Ocho's Hall of Fame claims. And Shannon Sharp said, "You were great for your era." He said he was among the best receivers of his era. But in terms of overall production, which is true, numbers don't lie, but they can be skewed. I will always say that. He does fall short to the likes of Terrell Owens and Marvin Harrison.
I think if he still had a footprint, like his
He still does have a footprint now.
Well, no. It's not quite as...
Think about how many people, when you say Ocho Cinco... You think of the holiday, and you think of him.
when we think of Ocho Cinco, yes. But when you're thinking on a Hall of Fame platform,
no. Okay, like, yeah. I understand what you're saying.
Like when I think of Terrell Davis, he still has records to this day. That's what like he only had, or I guess he does have two rings as well. But if he didn't have those rings, he would have been a running back with. I don't think he was there more than five seasons, and then he retired because he had really bad migraines. He didn't play the first half of, I believe it was Super Bowl 32. He didn't play the first half. Came back in the second half, and I think that's why we won. I would have to watch the game again. It's been a while. I love watching that game. But I'm not sure if he would make the Hall of Fame without his rings.
I don't know. I feel like after a while, I get it. The ring people have to go first. I do understand that. But after a while, you gotta start mixing because not everybody is fortunate enough to have a good team.
Oh, 100%.
I mean, winning a Super Bowl is as much, and the Eagles are seeing it now, it's as much of luck and having the right players healthy than it is anything else.
Oh, yeah. 100%. So, but that being said, It, especially for running backs, that's an uphill battle, regardless, to get into the Hall of Fame.
Shit, running backs have it the worst, because you gotta shine.
Yes.
In a passing league. I mean, this is they call this the air raid offense.
I remember thinking about it, like, oh, I could be a running back, that'd be really cool, and then realizing that you're the first person to get hurt and replaced, and it's like, oh, that's not worth it.
Yeah,
even now, they're teaching kids to be.
To catch.
Either a quarterback or a wide receiver or maybe a tight end.
Or either. And yeah, you're right. They're teaching you that. And if you are taught to be a running back, they're teaching you to catch.
Yep.
Because like I said, because it's such a capacity league, you're seeing more screen plays run than HB drives.
Yeah, you run a screen.
Or handing it off to the running back to have him bounce on the outside.
I mean, exactly.
You don't see it as much anymore. The only ones I think who still have a mostly running game is maybe the Titans, Ravens, Browns.
If you have one of those guys, you know, Chubb or McCafferty or...
Yeah, 49ers, yeah. Eagles Derek to a certain Henry. Extent.
Yep. Yeah.
So, I mean, like I said, I just don't think you should discount them. But speaking of Hall of Fame, we got another guy who's also probably going to get put into coaching Hall of Fame, good old Pete Carroll. Him becoming an advisor, I feel like he's going to coach again.
I'm not sure what that means. I don't think they know what that means yet.
I think they're just putting him to the side until he can find a coaching job. I think that's what that is. Truth be told.
Well, he's also like 70 something, right?
Yeah. All the coaches that we're going to bring up today are pretty much 70.
Okay. Yeah. Well, we already brought up Belichick, and then there's him, and then are we touching Nick Saban? Or
yeah,
is that,
we are.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I got a clip of that too, which is a little funny.
But with Carroll, like, I could see him maybe being like part of the scouting or GM type field.
I don't think that's him though.
Well, no, not the GM, but like,
because he's more of a player's coach.
Yes, but as a player's coach, look at who he's brought in. You know, like
recently, or just in general.
Oh, even like last draft, with all those Broncos picks, they
brought in quite a squad. I mean, the fact that they were pretty close to making the playoffs
after one draft.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He does his thing, but it's one thing. But wait, he's not GM though, right?
Well, no.
Yeah, but so I don't think that's necessarily.
He was still part of that process.
Being able to teach is not the same as being able to pick.
That's very true.
Because the best teachers might not be the best people to pick the student. I mean,
yeah, but I think that's still, I think that kind of undermines the amount of leverage that the coach does have when it comes to picking people.
I can say this, though. He has always kept them in playoff contention.
Yeah.
Even after they lost the Legion of Boom.
Well, even this year, I think they're only like a game out.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And their conference is the Lions.
No. They're
not?
They're 49ers, Rams, Seattle, and Arizona.
Yeah, well, Arizona is out.
Yeah, other than Arizona, that team, that whole conference is stacked.
Yeah, I mean, the Rams, I didn't expect the Rams to do as good as they have, so I can't really say nothing, but.
I think the only thing that, I like Stafford.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's one of those quarterbacks that you can never really, like, truly count out. Other than last year, but that was because of everything else that was going on with that team. But this year, the rookies that they were able to bring in have been electric.
Yeah, I think he's definitely looking for another coaching job, because according to this article on CBS Sports, he said he tried to keep his job, but it was difficult because those in ownership are not football people. Yeah, I don't see him staying at that advisor job for that long. And then he followed up by saying, okay, what is the essence of the adjustments that are necessary? That's where maybe we don't see eye to eye on. Because I see it one way, and I think I've got a way to fix it, and I'm not going to kind of halfway fix it. I'm trying to fix it so it's perfect.
Yeah, I don't
see him staying there as an advisor for too long.
Yeah, I mean.
But I see him going to a Falcons defensive coach.
He's a defensive coach?
Yeah, she is. He's more of a deep. I think he's known for his USC with that offense. But defensive-wise, think about the Legion of Boom.
That's true.
His defenses have never been horrible. Same thing with Belichick. Belichick's defense were never bad except for this year. So
this year is the exception. Yeah.
So same thing with Nick Saban, which we will talk about.
Nick Saban.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Yep. I don't know why, but I was thinking of a different name.
You have me confused. I'm like, did I get his name wrong? I'm looking at it right here. Nick Saban's retirement.
Yeah.
And him and Mike
Vrabel.
Yeah. So yeah, fuck it. Let's bring him up too. I mean, I didn't expect that.
I didn't.
I thought they were going to try to get him a QB, try to get that. Cause I know that they're thinking about losing him. What's his face?
Henry?
Yeah. He's probably going to be gone.
Oh, man.
But this is a passing league. Apparently he might go to Ohio State.
Vrabel?
Mm-hmm. They are Ohio that State. Sucks. Of course, the Falcons. There's something about the Falcons that people keep.
They
still need a QB.
The Falcons is one of those teams that has all of these pieces, but needs, like you said, they need the right QB. They need a good. As much as I like Taylor Heineke.
Damn, he's 6'4". I didn't realize that he's that tall.
Yeah, I believe he played for the Patriots, too.
Yeah, he played for the Patriots. Oop, I just hit my head against the mic. He played for the Patriots and the Steelers. Steelers, Patriots, and Chiefs as a player.
Yeah.
And then he was a linebacker coach at Ohio State. So I wouldn't be surprised if he goes back to Ohio State, if that's where he came from.
Oh, to be yeah, I could see that. Mm-hmm. I mean,
especially since the old Ohio State coach got ran out. I mean,
if you can get another job at the highest league, though. I think you would take that unless like Harbaugh, and you get like a deal of a lifetime.
Well, boy, you know Harbaugh's staying.
Yeah,
he ain't going nowhere. I mean, I know for a fact the NCAA is mad as hell at him.
Oh yeah.
First, you claim him for cheating, signs, and even though most teams sign still in college. Then he goes on a tirade about how players should be compensated because we're bringing in $5 billion and the players are seeing none of it. They're only seeing $1 million of it.
Mm-hmm.
So where's the rest of it going? And then he wins? Oh, I know, they're fuming.
That game was actually pretty good. I was surprised.
That
O-line?
Everything comes down to the O-line.
That Michigan O-line is insane.
That defense came out of nowhere. I mean, they were good defensively. I mean, I'd say that they were horrible.
They were ball hogs.
But they was playing like as if this was the Super Bowl. Like, they about to get a ring.
Yeah, they were heat-seeking the fucking other team. Yeah,
they was hitting motherfuckers. I didn't know if you watched it, because this man over here be busy. So sometimes I got to be like, hey, I need you to watch this game.
Yeah, I watched the highlights of it.
Yeah, but... I know that. Or you should have seen the full game. There was hits you didn't see, like missed passes or drop passes. Washington was just overthrowing a lot of throws.
Yeah.
A lot of throws were overthrown. Michigan should have had more points because he was overthrowing too.
I think both of those QBs are still NFL ready.
See, here's the thing.
Whether or not they're successful, I think they still have to go to the right team.
I've noticed that the best NFL players come from teams that run NFL schemes or more football or more professional schemes.
That's true. But I think Michigan
doesn't really... They do run an NFL per se offense, but they don't run it the same way.
Yeah, I think it's a raw talent thing.
Yeah.
Like when you looked at Josh Allen,
he played for
Iowa, yeah. I think. Like that's not like a Alabama type team or a Georgia team.
Yeah, but look at Mahomes. You look at Mahomes in college versus what Mahomes is doing now. You wouldn't have expected it to be as good as it
is. Yeah, that's exactly what I'm saying. Yeah. It's a development thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think that's something that's kind of lost in the league, and I think Jordan Love has kind of shown it too.
LSU with Joe Burrow, he had a That talent, that has to be one of the greatest LSU teams of all time when it comes down.
Oh, yeah.
With Joe Burrow, I'm talking about.
Joe Burrow and not T. Higgins. The guy that he played with at LSU. Yeah.
I'm about to tell you right now, Joe Burrow's.
That's going
to
kill me.
LSU team. Here we go, 2019.
He wears the 7-Eleven chain because he's always open.
Yeah. Jamar Chase,
yep.
Justin Jefferson, AJ.
Jefferson was on that LSU team? Not Davante Adams.
No.
Okay, I was about to say he's Devontae a bit older.
Lee. I'm trying to think. Terrace Marshall, why do I feel like I've seen him somewhere before? Even though his name doesn't look familiar. Oh, that's because he was drafted by the Panthers. That's probably why. lot of the times it's where you get put and it's where you get placed.
Oh yeah.
That can really determine whether you're good or not.
I think that's the craziest. That's one of the things with the league that I kind of disagree with is you get a rookie quarterback, and unless you have that rookie quarterback, they need time.
Yeah, and you only have 3 seasons to get it right.
Well, that's assuming that you're on a team that has the means to develop you.
Mm.
You know, you look at back in the day when the Broncos took Paxton Lynch, they took Paxton Lynch from the Cowboys. The Cowboys were hot on Paxton Lynch, and then they had to get Dak Prescott.
Mm. All right, so check this out. They had the LSU had Burrow, Chase, Jefferson, and current Chiefs running back. This might be an old article. Clyde Edwards-Helaire.
I don't know.
Yeah, I feel like I'm saying his last name wrong. But I think he has 2 rings, that guy. So that was a stacked team.
I mean, 2 ring, you know that, what's his name?
I think they said, how many players went into the...
Oh, the guy in the Broncos that fumbled a lot.
The guy on the... On who?
He was on the Broncos. He was on another team... Starts with an M, I think.
You said who was on...
he was on the Broncos, got traded to the Chiefs, and he has a ring. I think he's on the Ravens now.
Let me look him up.
He's definitely on the Ravens now. And a lot of people are saying he's going to have two rings for doing nothing.
That's a lot of people, though. That is a lot of people.
Oh, yeah.
And what was his position?
I got running back.
Running back. Gus Edwards. Oh, Melvin Gordon?
Melvin Gordon. Oh, last name M. He had a successful career, then went to the Broncos and fumbled a lot.
Well, wasn't he on the Rams at one point? Could have sworn he was on the Rams.
No, I think he was on the Chargers, I think.
Somebody, am I thinking of a different Melvin Gordon? There's somebody with the same name as him.
Melvin Gordon. I don't think he was on the Rams.
Maybe I could be thinking of a different player, but.
But I'm pretty, he was definitely with the Chargers, and then Chris Harris Jr. was with the Broncos.
Todd Gurley, that's who I'm thinking of.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, because Chris Harris Jr. and Melvin Gordon had one thing in common, where they weren't happy with the contracts that they were offered, and then took $1 million to play for their rival team.
Check this out. LSU placed 14 players in the 3-day draft. So it began with Joe Burrow's number one pick, followed by four more first-rounders, linebacker Clavin Chanson, Justin Jefferson, Patrick Queen, Clyde, safety Grant, cornerback Christian Fulton, offensive lineman Damian Lewis, offensive lineman Lloyd Cushenberry, which is on the Broncos apparently, Jacob Phillips,
yes,
Sadiq Charles, Rashad Lawrence, left safety Blake Ferguson, and tight end Steven Sullivan.
I know some of those people.
All those players are from that same LSU squad. So and that squad went 15-0.
Yeah.
So that goes to show what happens when you have just a shit ton of talent. We kind of talked about the Atlanta. I mean, listen, Atlanta, you guys are just cursed. The only teams that can win over there is baseball and soccer, I think. Football, they just can't. They were so close that one year against Brady.
It's a shame they also lost to my Broncos.
Yeah, that's true too. But
that was a great game.
But they were so close. They said you could hear a pin drop in Atlanta when he had that comeback.
That was an awful game.
But the whole time I was on Twitter, right? So I'm watching it, and everybody's like, they still got a whole game to go, and they facing Brady. Well, and as time went along,
it's so weird because that specific score, ever since that game, has been known for comebacks. Yeah. I've seen at least three times where at halftime, whether it was NFL or college, the score was 28-3, and then the other team came back and won.
Yeah, no, it was. It's been. It's just crazy because during that time, you could never. I still say they went wrong when they started running the ball a lot. I get it. You don't want to turn the ball over because you don't want to give them the chance. But the Patriots at that time had a pretty good run defense.
And the
Falcons. Yeah, I keep thinking of the Hawks because that's the basketball version. The Falcons is the Falcons were a mixed offense. They could run and throw because they had Julio Jones. They had the dual running back. One was lightning. You know, it was like the lightning thunder. One was fast. Yeah. One was a heavy hitter. So they did both. That was a downfall because they let him come back.
No, that's actually a good question. Is Matt Ryan, Matty Ice himself, a Hall of Famer?
For that one season, he was looking like one.
Numbers wise, it is yes.
But in terms of it's like a Peyton.
Yeah, well,
he showed up regular season and parts of the postseason.
Yeah.
But when it came down to the big, and Peyton got into the Hall of Fame, so maybe.
Well,
but Peyton won.
Peyton has two rings. Yeah.
The last one, people would argue, was more of a defensive ring than an offensive ring.
That's fair. I think that whole season he was a guy, the guy. Although his play calling is insane.
I've said it, a Jag. Just another guy.
I think when it came to his like physical skill.
Yeah.
Yes. But you have to think of Peyton Manning for what he was really good for, which was his mind.
I'm trying to think. I think he had one running touchdown that one year, and it was the slowest run to the end zone.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, yep. I think the linemen thought it was a play action, and they thought he gave it all.
And that was against the Cowboys. Yeah, that was the highest scoring game ever at the time. Because it was...
It's crazy. I think we're at 70 points now.
Well, no, the final score was like 48-52 or something.
No, but I'm saying just thinking about now, we're at the point where the people are dropping 60, 70 points on teams in the league.
Yeah,
because of the air raid. I mean...
And to be honest, those teams are the teams that are going to get their... it's almost like a karma thing.
Yeah.
There's no reason you have to score 70 points on a team.
But... It is one of those, like, wow.
Yeah.
People said it was like a basketball score, like a college basketball score. I said, that's crazy.
Yeah, but I don't see them. I don't see Miami as much as
well,
I
they
want
stopped.
Them.
They stopped running up the score, and they said they could have got another touchdown and broke the record.
They started their second string, yeah.
Yeah, they could have kept
they
going.
Were still scoring.
Yeah. Because I think the record's like, I think they hit the record.
They were just... So
80, I think, is the one that nobody's hit yet.
I think it's kind of weird because if you look it up, the record is 60,
mm-hmm.
but it's 60 nothing. It was like 60 something to nothing.
Mm-hmm.
The Broncos game, it was 70
to 12 or something.
No, 70 to 20.
Oh, 70 to 20. Okay.
So it's only a 50 point deficit. Mm-hmm. So
no, I meant numbers wise, isn't just scoring, just in general, not about the point. Differential.
Yeah. Well, the highest point differential is like 60. Mm. The highest scored game, if you don't count college, because if you count college, it's
up
in
a bunch.
Hundreds.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I believe it.
In the NFL, I believe it's like it's just into 70.
I think in NCAA D2 basketball, there's a player that scored like 120 points in a game.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. I think it's recent too. Because the team itself, they only shoot threes. They only shoot threes. They don't have a layup attempted.
Yeah, that's D2 basketball. Yeah. That makes sense.
So, going into college, good old Nick Saban.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
There's been a lot of reasons as to why, but, you know, you got to give him his flowers. He did his thing. He brought Alabama to how many championships, I think?
Yeah.
I mean,
well, even this year they still made the playoffs,
yeah,
and they almost made it to that final game.
Okay, so you had seven. So yeah, six with Alabama.
Oh yeah, because he was with like three
LSU,
other teams,
yeah.
And then went to Alabama for like 20 years.
Yeah, so he won one with it. So one of them was with LSU, and the other one was with Alabama. I'm trying to see to make sure that's right. That's Google. So, yeah, apparently six with Alabama and then one with LSU at some point.
Yeah, and I think one of the other teams that he was with, they also did really well.
2003, LSU 13-1. I don't blame him. You know, he did his thing.
Yeah, honestly, good for him for going out while he's still hot.
He's not
like at his peak,
but he's starting. You could tell it.
Yeah,
it's starting to change on him, and there's nothing he can do about it.
Which it'll be interesting what they do, because
they're gonna find a coach. I mean, it's Alabama, but don't they have somebody already? Hold on, let me see.
That I'm not sure about. I can't say I'm too fluent on college.
I'm not either. I barely watch. I only go to certain college games just for the atmosphere. Yep, Kalen DeBoer. The recipient of six National Coach of the Year awards in 2023 has been hired as the 28th head coach of Alabama.
Hmm. Wow, that's kind of weird. You figure there would be more than 28 head coaches in their history. Because
you got to think of how long Nick Saban was with them. So that's going to cut it a lot. And past coaches before him probably was with it for a long time.
But that's one of those old, old teams.
That's what I'm saying. Alabama, they don't give up that easily.
That's fair.
So, but I do have a little clip. This is somebody who lives in, this is off TikTok. I think it's a grandma who, go ahead. You got to sneeze?
I got to sneeze. It's not coming though. I'm going to blow my nose.
Okay. Hold on. Give him a second before I play the clip.
You can play the clip. I can hear it.
Oh, okay. Hold on. Where is it? Here we go. We try to rewind it.
Hey, you all right?
Why?
Nick Saban retiring?
Huh?
Nick Saban retiring.
What?
It's on ESPN.
Oh, shit, no.
Yeah, I've been calling you.
What? What you say?
I'm talking to my mama. I've been calling you to try to tell you.
Oh, Jesus, no.
They just announced it like 45 minutes ago.
They didn't announce for his replacement.
They ain't say, they just said bad news coming to college football. It'll be changed forever. Nick Saban retires.
Oh, Jesus.
You've been saying this little dumbbell camera up all day, baby, back and forth.
I've been working, thank you.
Yeah, man. That's how all of Alabama feels right now.
Yeah.
I mean, because I always tell people the South, they don't play that. They love.
Oh, football is like their life.
That's their life. But Texas, Florida's starting to become mixed with basketball. But Texas, Florida, Ohio. I'm trying to think who else. LA, well, parts of LA.
Well, Texas is also just huge into like that sports kind of.
Yeah, but Texas is a football state. And yeah. I don't think you're ever going to lose that threshold on that football state. It's just, it's football, football, football.
Yeah, but I still think.
Tennessee. Football state, another one.
Tennessee, I would still say, is a huge sports state. Not like it's not football.
Yeah, but you don't know them for basketball. Let's be honest.
That's true.
Like New York, some football, some basketball. Seattle, some football, some basketball. LA, some football, some basketball, some hockey. I'm trying to think. Boston, some football, some basketball. And after that, you start getting into the, you know, like into the Philly. It could be argued, split down.
Yeah.
So,
but like Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
That's
football state. That's a football state.
That's a hockey state.
No, I'm talking about compared to the sports that I actually watch, because I don't watch hockey.
Oh, okay. What I'm saying more so is that certain states, like if you talk to 10 people in that state, that's what they're gonna say.
Yeah,
Colorado is a hockey state. Mm-hmm. I think when you go to like the Texas, you're gonna get a mix of football, basketball. If you go to Florida, you're gonna get mixed football, basketball.
I feel like you would get that mix if Houston Rockets and the Texans. Houston Rockets and the Dallas Mavs were more a consistent playoff contender.
That's fair.
But because they've been up and down, Houston and the Mavs have been up and down. I mean, Luka has, of course, changed that recently. I'm not going to be stupid. But I would still consider them still football states. Because I'm trying to think. No, actually, Dallas, Texans. Why am I feel like I'm... No, there's only two football teams, I think.
Yeah.
And there's three basketball teams over there. San Antonio, Houston, and Dallas. But
unless you want to count the UFL.
No.
Okay.
I mean, I count them. Yeah, so it'd be Dallas, Texans, and yeah, that'd be it. Of course, when there was another Texas team.
It used to be the Houston Oilers.
That's what I was thinking.
And now they're the Tennessee Titans.
Yeah. Oh.
Yep. It's weird. So it was the Houston Oilers.
Oh yeah, the Texans are just a new expansion team.
Yes.
That's right. Yeah, I'm confusing.
The owner left Houston, went to Tennessee, and then Houston still had a stadium. They tore it down, and then new millionaire came in, or billionaire, whatever, came in and was like, I want to put a football team here. And everyone was like, yeah.
Because listen, Texas is a football state. It might be dominant. It might have other sports teams in there.
Well,
but
even
it's still football.
San Antonio, I forget if it was the USFL or XFL. It was probably both at one point.
Yeah, probably. I think they combined now.
Yeah, that's the UFL.
Yeah.
That's the combination of the both. Mm-hmm. But I was watching, I think it was the San Antonio Brahmas. I forget which league it is.
Mm-hmm.
They go hard.
Yeah.
This was a, you know, first season, but it was a football team and it was in Texas.
Think about it. I mean, New York is so split up in terms of a football or basketball state. We don't even consider we consider them to be a New York team, but we always forget that they are the Bills. A lot of people always forget that the Buffalo Bills are a New York team.
See, I don't consider the Giants or Jets New York football teams.
A lot of people don't, but they got that New York on them, so we are rocking.
Sure.
And, I mean, but I do understand what you're saying. They should be called the New Jersey Giants and New Jersey Jets, but that's because somebody doesn't want to pay for a stadium out here.
I think it would be so funny if they just decided, like, they kept the stadium where it is, and they're just like, okay, fine, it's the New York Giants and the New Jersey Jets.
New Jersey Jets would go from $1 billion team to $100 million team. That's just off the name change. Think about it. When the New Jersey Nets came to Brooklyn, they said...
Oh, they popped off. Yeah.
Their revenue went up. So, and I think they said when the Nets were in the finals for the NBA, they said they couldn't sell out.
Mm-hmm.
Because they didn't have enough fans.
Because it's New Jersey. Yeah.
So it's just one of those situations to where the name matters if you're New York. Even though the Bills are really New York's team, you know, you can't go to the 4 Super Bowls and then lose all 4. That's just a little crazy. I mean, as a New Yorker, you lose a little respect around these parts.
Man.
And you lost to us, too, the Giants, too.
I don't think they're going to make it that far this year. Jump it back to now.
I mean, we are going to bring them up because they do have a game that's going to be really cold.
Are they playing?
They're playing
today.
Yeah, they're playing.
The 13th? Okay.
They're playing today. And there's supposed to be some storm that's supposed to be going there.
Are they playing today?
They're playing today.
I thought they were playing tomorrow. I know.
Is it today?
The Peacock game is today.
Yeah.
God, that's so annoying.
But that's also on NFL stream.
Oh, okay. So see? It's not like
see?
It's...
See, it's a good thing you know me. It's
that's
a good
fair.
Thing. But I ain't going to snitch on myself, you know what I mean? Because I don't know, certain platforms have a Noah sharing thing, so I ain't going to get caught up. You're not
oh,
gonna
no,
ban that.
Today is Browns, Texans, and Dolphins, Chiefs.
So then that game must be tomorrow, then.
Yeah, tomorrow it's the 1 o'clock game, Steelers at Bills.
Mm-hmm.
I would love to see the Steelers win, because then I would be right and consistent with the podcast. Because I believe last podcast I said, if the Bills lose to the Broncos, they're not a playoff team.
Mm-hmm.
They lost. The Bills lost.
Mm-hmm.
And then they struggled their way back and finally got a playoff spot.
See, but here's the thing, right? See, and you know how I am. I'm a competitive individual. So now this has nothing to do. The Giants and Steelers really don't have a rivalry per se. But... You know, my household, my mom and all them, except for my grandpa, they're all Steelers fans.
Oh, okay.
I ain't trying to see no black and yellow downstairs right now. I'm not trying to see it. My mom could hate me. She could say what she will. But I'm trying to rock blue all throughout the house. I ain't trying to, and I love red. So that's it.
I don't think the Bills are the team then.
No.
Honestly.
I never forget. I was walking down the stairs, and the TV was on, and they were saying, "Yeah, what's his name? Wide receiver, Stephon Diggs, and Josh Allen are staying extra to hopefully build more chemistry." I said, I've been together for 3-4 years now. How much more chemistry y'all need?
Yeah.
I feel like this is NBA. You max out at 100 now. You can't go past 100% in chemistry. So
I think they're one of those teams that's set to implode, unfortunately. I really like that team. I think they
got style.
Yeah.
It's not that. It's just they don't have it. I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's because Allen keeps throwing it. Into double coverage.
Yeah, because he keeps going after, like, other than Diggs, I think there's Gilmore.
Yeah, Gilmore. No, Gilmore, isn't he on the... Yeah, he is there.
Okay.
I was thinking he was on the Patriots, but he's not on the Patriots anymore.
Yeah, I like...
No. Or is he on the Cowboys? Isn't there...
Stephon Gilmore, I think, is the Cowboy.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So maybe I'm mixing up my people.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he's a Cowboy. Yep, he's a Cowboy.
Okay.
I know
there's a good amount of targets there, but I feel like if you shut down Diggs and you shut down the run game, that's kind of it.
I mean, as long as you give them, and it's funny, you know how they say you give a QB enough time, they can make the right pass.
Oh yeah.
I think he might have the opposite problem. You give him too much time, he just looks to see whoever's downfield and just wings it.
Which is funny because last time he was in the playoffs, they got there because it was a mix of throwing the ball, and when he had that long time, he would just run.
Yeah.
But he doesn't run anymore. Or he still runs, but it's not the same.
But now, as the commentator always says, and I find it funny how the commentary is starting to become more modern.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I can't remember what it was. Who they last played, the Bills?
I have it up.
I'm trying to think.
Who did they play last week?
No, it wasn't the Patriots.
Oh, they beat the Dolphins.
Yeah, they said something like, oh, yeah, Josh Allen did a fadeaway.
Uh-huh.
And then he's faded away three times now, and twice he threw a pick, and one time he threw a touchdown.
Mm-hmm.
So that means every time he's done that, there's a guaranteed chance he throws at least one pick. Every time he does that.
I've noticed that the QBs that I like, mm-hmm. that I like to watch, rather, Josh Allen or Taylor Heineke or even Brett Favre when he was playing.
Mm-hmm.
I love watching that football because of all the risky throws they make. But I would hate to have them as my quarterback because of all the risky throws
they
make.
And I would hate to be a fan.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like, when Eli, his final year,
mm-hmm.
yo, listen. Every time I'd be like, Eli, what did you see? Because sometimes you got to... I feel like coaches, I feel like at some point you got to pull the QB. Now listen.
Yeah, I think he was one of those guys that should have retired.
Take this notepad and explain to me what you saw. Because I need to see what you saw.
Yeah.
Speaking on Eli going into that division, Eagles.
Dude, I don't... If the Buccaneers win...
I don't know is wrong with them. I think he got hurt. I think Jalen Hurts got a knee injury and just played through it. Something happened to game three.
Because
1 through 3, he was pretty good.
I think he hurt his finger recently.
No, that was recent.
His hand.
But
okay. There
was something with his knee because he was sick. He played one flu game and then they said he wasn't running as much.
Hmm. Yeah, I don't know.
Then you have AJ Brown, which I don't like to play the IG game. Because let's be real, social media, people delete things all the time.
Yeah.
But this is off topic, but this is to some of you IG hoes out there. I ain't going to, let me not say IG hoes, IG harlots. Listen, just because you delete your, and Joe Budden once said this too, just because you delete your photos, that don't mean we forgot who you was. Listen, some people have changed, right? They've deleted pictures, whatever. But I remember all those shaking ass photos some of y'all had up on IG. Just cause you delete some doesn't mean you change.
Yeah, I gotta get Instagram.
Hey, Instagram from 2013 to like 2017 was Thirst Trap Central. I mean, you had titties was out. You could almost see. I remember there was a meme video going around. The girl, it was like a black guy, the black girl. They were sitting down having a conversation, and the girl went lifted up her leg and didn't have no panties on. And so you saw a whole bunch of coochie right in front of you.
What the fuck?
And nobody realized the video until like months later. The video was taken down for nudity in it. Because the guy said, I didn't realize that she lifted up her leg until like 2 months later. And people started telling me. Said, how you don't notice that the woman's whole pussy was out on IG. But then the first like 15 seconds of the video, she literally unfolds her legs, cooch, and then refolds her legs again. So, listen, there's something going on over there. That team's going to implode eventually.
Yeah, I think them more so than the Bills. I think the Bills will have another, like, I think the Bills will implode once they don't make the playoffs. Mm-hmm.
Because after a while, manager's going to start asking, all right, how much longer do we have with these guys? Not Travis Kelce. His brother.
Jason.
Jason's getting old.
He's going to retire, yeah.
He doesn't want to keep doing this. He keeps getting flags for the whole center offsides issue.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if you've seen it, because sometimes centers, they move the ball up before they hike it.
Mm-hmm.
So now refs have been calling it offsides or infraction.
Yeah, it's the. I think that's one of the petty ones.
Yeah,
like the. Oh, I think it was. I want to say it was against the Lions, or no, it was Chiefs. I forget who the Chiefs were playing. It might have been Chiefs Bills even.
Mm-hmm.
But you could see the guy's a whole like body in front of the line. Mm-hmm. Like his foot's on the line, and he's. I think he was one of the edge rushers.
Yeah, but I think they said.
Oh no! It was Kadarius Toney.
Yeah. Oh my God, he's been getting killed,
dude.
He's been getting killed all year.
I love that I picked the right Chief to shit on the whole year.
Oh yeah,
that's so nice.
No, he's been getting shit on since from. I mean, last year he won a ring. Yeah, last year he won a ring. But the Giants fans have been shitting on him all last year, too.
He got a ring.
Yeah, he was on the Giants before he went over there.
Yeah.
And we hate that son of a bitch.
I think there's a, like, obviously in retrospect.
Dropping passes.
In retrospect, everybody, you know, gets a ring.
Him.
He was given a ring.
Him and Stonehands Jenkins or something like that. Him, because.
Yeah, Melvin Gordon. Yeah exactly. Yeah. They're saying he might get a second ring now because he's on the Ravens.
Yeah, I mean, there are just certain people. Who you might be on a good team, but you might not be the best player. He's one of those people. Same thing with Eli Apple. Eli Apple's up there too.
Who was the guy? He was on the Steelers. He was a receiver, and then he went to the Bears.
No, I was.
He wasn't very good.
You said he was a wide receiver or QB?
Wide receiver. He, not Najee. Claypool.
Yeah, Chase Claypool. Yep.
Chase Claypool. Yeah, he wasn't happy with the Steelers organization.
It is the Bears, though.
So he went to the Bears for a second. They got a second-round pick for him, which was insane.
It is the Bears, though.
And you could tell he gives zero effort now.
Listen, I mean, it's the Bears.
Yeah.
But at the same time...
He's there for a paycheck.
No, but the Panthers have to have one of the worst situations. You guys had the worst record, and that went to the Bears.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that whole first-round pick. Went to the Bears. That's so funny.
How you have the worst record, because you had the worst record, the first-round pick.
Actually, that might be something worth jumping on. Do you think they're actually going to use their first-round pick again? I think they're just going to trade it.
All depends on if what's-his-face goes into the draft for real. The wide receiver.
Oh, okay. I don't think Justin Fields is the problem.
I'm trying to what's his face? UCS. Yeah, here we go. Football.
The QB. Quarterback?
Yeah.
I forget his name.
That's I'm looking it up right now. I always find it funny how these college teams often have better websites than NFL teams. I always find that funny.
Yeah, I always just use Google. I mean, it sucks because sometimes it's like a little off or it's wrong. But
why do I have to print? Oh, wait. That's stupid. I'm trying to find USC QB.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Oh, Kate. He has my name. Caleb Williams.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, if he goes, they might trade it. They might. Because
I think that would be a bad investment.
It depends on if they keep Justin Fields.
I personally don't think Justin Fields is the problem with the team.
I think it was management. Because then somebody got arrested. The coaching. Somebody got arrested on coaching.
DC. Yeah, I remember that.
So people were saying, yeah, it might not be him.
But the way I see it, you need targets. You need a defense. You need, you know... It's very easy to point the finger at the quarterback. He runs the offense, so it's very easy to be like, yeah, it's his fault. I think him and, Josh Allen, they both needed work. Mm-hmm. And that was very obvious that the talent or the physical talent was there.
Mm-hmm.
It was molding them into that perfect quarterback that really would have done it. I think any quarterback that makes it to the Bears or, you know, you saw the Panthers this year, you end up on one of those teams, it's a death sentence.
Yeah,
you need the supporting cast to be a team.
I do find that I've always found that a little unfair. But I do get it because there's a lot invested in you. But how do you expect the number one guy he might not have the best pieces to bring. Like, not everybody's going to be like the Texans.
Mm-hmm.
To where one year they're the worst team in the league, and then the next year now they're in the playoffs. They're in the wild card.
Well, and that wasn't just the quarterback, though.
Yeah, that was the offensive line got better. They got
a new head coach.
Was another thing, who played there, too.
Man, I was so upset when he went to the Texans. Because he was the DC for the Broncos. Yeah. And everyone was talking about he's going to be the next head coach. Because he's just one of those guys where you just kind of know, oh, he's either an amazing defensive coordinator, or he's ready to take that step.
And I always tell people, defensive coaches always have an aptitude to be in a position to get a ring. I'm not going to say they get a ring, but be in position.
I think usually it depends on, again, I always think it's like the whole cast matters. Mm-hmm. You know, whether it's the players or the coaches or management, they all have to be able to work together.
Mm-hmm.
I think if you're a defensive-minded coach, you need to be able to be like, okay, you're the OC. Like, yeah, we have to talk, but this is your build.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm a defensive-minded coach, if I'm an offensive-minded coach, then my DC has to be that guy,
mm-hmm.
and then my offensive coordinator is more of like my assistant.
Mm-hmm.
Even though they're still calling the offense, or sometimes the head coach still calls it, but they're more of a mouthpiece than building an offense from the ground up.
That's true.
You know, like with Sean Payton, I think we need, you know, we got Vance Joseph, who he did turn it around. I'll give him that. But I don't think he's that guy that you rely on to build the whole defense.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you need a real strong DC, and then the OC can just be, oh, this is kind of what you're doing.
Mm. Well, listen, we went way off topic, but all I can say is this. Defense wins championship.
Yep.
So if you want to become anything, become a defensive coach. You can, by the end of the day, I always tell people, when people say, oh, offense, 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 it is about who scores points. But if both teams can score points, it's about who's going to be able to score, who's going to be able to stop
them. Yeah.
Yeah, or contain them to a certain score.
Because especially games when the offenses are just that amazing.
Panthers versus Broncos is the perfect example.
Yeah, well.
Patriots versus Giants is also another good example.
Actually, both of the most recent Super Bowl appearances from the Broncos are great examples, because mm-hmm. you had, even though the Broncos were injured,
mm-hmm.
it was the theoretical best offense against the best defense.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all the injuries aside, that's what it was.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what? The best defense won that game.
Mm-hmm.
Even though the best offense was missing half of their team.
A win's a win.
Yeah.
In terms of sports doesn't, unfortunately, unless it's if let's say Russell Wilson went out, all right, then that would probably be remembered, or like a Peyton went out. I'm talking about the first Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Then it'd be like, all right, they didn't have their main QB. But,
well, I think Peyton was injured after having his best statistical season ever.
But I think at that point in the season, everybody's nursing some kind of injury.
Yeah, well, we had guys out.
That's what I'm saying.
Out.
Mm.
Like, I don't think Von Miller played that game.
History's not going to remember that. They're going to remember. And it is unfortunate, but that's just how it is.
That's how it is with the Broncos.
How it is.
Either win in a good game or they get demolished, historically.
Yeah.
Like, that was the big thing with, that's why Browns fans despise the Broncos.
Listen.
Because they beat them back-to-back times.
My Giants were the same way.
And then got obliterated by, I think it was the Cowboys and the 49ers at the time.
It's either we make the playoffs and we have a run, or we miss the playoffs entirely. It's one of the two. Or we do make the playoffs and we just meet a team that's just way better.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, but we somehow usually find a way to beat the Cowboys. Somehow, some way.
A lot of teams do.
Cowboys and Eagles.
Eagles, I would say, is a thing, but Cowboys are historically good at playing down.
Yeah, and it's crazy because I always tell my friends who are Cowboys fans, listen, you can say whatever you want about the regular season. You guys hold that record against us. Because I think it's a bad, they beat us all the time in the regular season. But in terms of playoffs, most of the time you guys have met us, we've beaten y'all.
Yeah. I do think, what is that, NFC East?
Yeah.
NFC East is one of those divisions that you want to watch.
Yeah.
NFC East, NFC West. NFC West is, Seahawks, Seahawks, 49ers.
Yeah.
And then, obviously, I'm biased to AFC West.
Mm-hmm.
But then, like, AFC and NFC South, I'm not watching.
No. It's because, listen, because we got the Jaguars, you got the Houston Texans. When you start hitting those franchises, and it's not to call them poverty, but they just aren't historically great.
Yeah, exactly.
The Tennessee Titans aren't historically great. Jaguars aren't historically great.
Well, even
Titans are more known for that being short, 1 yard. I mean,
yeah. Well, even like AFC East.
Yeah.
I remember 1 year I made a bet with one of my supervisors.
Mm-hmm.
It was 10-1 that the Dolphins would beat the Patriots once.
Mm-hmm.
Because my whole thing is, in that division specifically, 9 times out of 10, they're going 1-1.
Mm.
That's just outright. It doesn't matter how much the Dolphins suck, how amazing the Patriots have been historically, 1-1. And he's like, no way, I'll bet you 10-1.
Mm.
I won that bet.
Because that's a divisional game.
Yeah, it's not just a divisional game, it's one of those divisions. Yeah.
Mm.
You know, NFC
Jets,
West,
Patriots,
AFC
Dolphins,
East.
Bills.
Exactly.
Mm. Like warm versus hot, or warm versus cold.
Well,
for Bills, I'm saying.
Yeah, but even like Broncos Chargers, it could be Peyton Manning against Philip Rivers, and he's injured, and he's hopping on a peg leg.
Mm.
I still don't know who's going to win.
Yep.
My money's on the Broncos.
That's what I was trying to tell my dad. That's exactly what I was trying to... My dad was, yo, there's no way. Well, I don't know if I told you this, but it was Christmas Day, and it was... Giants versus Eagles. I said, listen, Dad, if they beat the Eagles, if we go to a 35% chance of making the playoffs, it becomes possible. And then if they lose to the Cardinals and then they lose to us again, oh, it's definitely possible. Caleb, there's no way. He said, there's no way. Now, of course, we lost that night, so all that was out the door. But all of a sudden, the Eagles lose to the Cardinals. Then we beat the other team that can't remember who we faced that week, but I think we beat them. And then we faced the Eagles again, and then we blew them out.
Oh yeah, that was a great game.
And then I'm like, if only I did this the first time around.
Yeah, I think if I was a Giants fan, I would be more hopeful. You know.
Compared to the Jets, hell yeah.
Yes. Compared to a lot of teams, hell yeah. If you're able to...
We got to get that line right. That's one.
Yeah.
Offensive lines.
But even then, you put in Tyrod Taylor, freaking Danny DeVito, whatever his name is.
And
they won.
Tyrod got hurt. Tyrod had been in and out throughout the whole season. With a rib injury.
Both of them showed up and played, and the team itself on like a ground level... is still beating teams like the Eagles.
Yeah.
Even mm-hmm. though the Eagles were on a slide and they lost, 5 of 6 or something like mm-hmm. that.
And then we got blown out by the... We're not going to speak on that. By the Cowboys week 1. That hurt. 42-0 was crazy.
Yeah, I mean...
42-0 was wow.
We don't have to talk about that. It's okay.
No, I'm just as a Giant... Listen, I always tell people you gotta hold your team accountable. I'm very accountable.
Yeah. I've noticed that ever since... 2016, so almost, 8 years now, I've realized that the Broncos have not gotten there yet. Because, when you have a team...
I mean, at least you saw one in 2016. We haven't even been out the wild card since 2020, I think.
We haven't had a playoff appearance since.
Hey, listen.
I'd rather say
I got the ring.
Did I tell you the stats with the against the Chiefs?
I mean, I think they showed it on TV one time.
Yeah, up until when they beat them this season. Mm-hmm. Since Peyton Manning was on the team, they lost with Peyton Manning.
Well, you got to think about how long
they
Mahomes
won
has
a
been
ring,
the
and then lost.
Yeah, Mahomes been in the league for Lord knows how long.
It was pre Mahomes.
Oh,
it was only like one season pre Mahomes.
Wasn't Mahomes came 2018, 2017?
I think it was 2017, mm-hmm. but he sat a year.
Yeah. Because he was behind what's his face?
Was it Alex Smith?
Yeah. Okay. No, Alex Cruz, wasn't it? Something like that?
No, Alex Cruz.
Or
Alex Smith was the guy he went to
Yeah, because he's on ESPN now.
Yeah, he went to the Commanders, and he broke his leg on the same day that other guy that was on the same team broke his leg in, like, a similar game. And it was one of those, like, you could die from this type leg breaks.
Well.
And then he came back and played.
I just realized how much time we have left. Hold on. Shit. Yeah. So, KC versus Dolphins, that's, according to B, -1 with a wind chill of -23. When it comes out of games like that, I would just tell them, hey, listen, get me out and let me run. I need to sprint.
Oh, yeah. They do have heated seats and stuff now.
They do, but doesn't matter. Once you leave that heat stuff, that -1 hits you. You don't have they do have some kind of gear on to help keep them warm. But once that jacket comes off.
I'm still hoping for Miami to take it. Dude, I want that dynasty to fall.
Crumble. That's because you're a Broncos fan. I mean, for me, I have no problem. Like I said, I got the Ravens going all the way. But I don't have really a problem about Mahomes. It's his talent that's around him that's really killing him.
I could see a lot of the teams getting hot and beating. Because honestly, I could see San Fran, Baltimore again. Mm-hmm. I think that's the easy pick. But I think the Eagles are cold. I think they might actually lose to the Buccaneers.
They can.
I think
what's his name's been bowling over there. He's been inconsistent, but he's been bowling recently.
Yes, I think Baker Mayfield has shown that he can still be a guy. I'm not sure if he's the guy that's going to win you the ring.
No, he's not. He's not.
I think that's Mike Evans. Mm. Mike Evans will get you the ring.
But Mike Evans, it's crazy. Mike Evans is one of the most consistent, but least known tight ends throughout the whole league.
See,
he's one of the most consistent.
For the longest time, I thought he was a wide receiver because I don't track teams like that. Mm. And I knew the name, and it's like, oh, he's known for receiving. He must be a wide receiver.
Travis Kelce, what's his face off the 49ers?
Kittle.
And then that's when you start really to hit the Mike Evans, but he's starting to get replaced by the guy off the Rams, the tight end off the Rams, not Rams, Lions.
Oh, yeah. Not Hutchinson.
No, the other one, Lions tight end. I'm about to tell you right now.
Yeah, I should know that. I think they're my pick. Optimistically.
Sam LaPorta.
Oh, you know what? Yeah. You know what I want to see? As much as I hate the Browns. Browns Lions Super Bowl.
That'd be a nasty Super Bowl. Dude. That would be one of the most. I mean, Detroit would bring in some viewership, but that'd probably be one of the lowest rated Super Bowls of all time.
I think the game would be so good though.
The game would be good, but in terms of viewership, that game would plummet. It would.
I think most of the viewership from the Super Bowls is people that just want to see the commercials. Yeah. To be honest,
now if they had Taylor Swift doing the. Halftime show,
dude.
I guarantee you that'd be the most viewed Super Bowl. They try.
It's so funny.
They try to get her.
It's not that I hate Taylor Swift, but I hate Travis Kelce so much that it started to spread to Taylor Swift.
That's crazy.
And I know I'm gonna say something.
Hey, listen, Swifters, this is the public opinion of. This is not your boy Huey. I got no beef with Taylor Swift.
This is my opinion and my opinion alone.
Don't send me no emails. You can say you dislike his opinion. I care.
Until they eventually and obviously break up,
you're
because
wilding.
That's gonna happen.
Well, no, you got to think about it. There's been a few, or let me not say a few. There's only been one that I can say off the top of my head, maybe two. Tom Brady with his.
Oh, Russell Wilson with Ciara.
Ciara.
Ciara. Okay.
But even then, she's not necessarily in the music game, like compared to Tom Brady's wife was in the model game.
That's I think
took pay cuts because she covered a lot of it.
I guess she was more in the music era because she was with what's his name before Russ. I forget it.
Future. No, but she wasn't. She has hits. I'm not going to discredit her like that. She has hits, but she's not as. Big as
she's not Taylor Swift.
Yeah, she's not. And that's what I'm saying. Tom Brady's wife was literally was making more money than him at one point.
Oh yeah.
So that's why he could take little pay cuts and he wouldn't really care because when you got your model wife,
I'm still gonna shit on anything Chiefs related.
Lord. Lord have mercy. you about to have my shit blown up.
Fuck him.
Don't bring him back. The Swifters don't like him.
The fury of the white girl will come like no other.
I got the title of this. Swifters, don't blame me.
I'm sorry, Swifters.
Don't involve me in nothing. This is the opinion of Derek, not me.
No, I don't truly hold anything against her. It just sucks that all these
some people have been saying, hey, she might be the reason as to why he didn't reach that 1,000 yards.
I have seen that. I think that's just the rest of the team, honestly.
No, some people, that is a true thing. I mean, it's not uncommon that, you know, you come in, it's same thing with music, same thing with a lot of things. You come in and, you know, you're hungry, you want it really bad, you finally get it. They say the same thing with Russell Wilson and Ciara. You get it, and after a while, you know what? I'm kind of comfortable. You know, I don't need to work as hard. I'm not saying that's the case. I'm just saying that's what sometimes happens.
Yeah, I would still say that him specifically is because of the rest of the team.
Yeah, I mean the rest of the team has been dropped passes, and the rest of the team ain't Dane Taylor Swift. So
that's exactly what I'm saying.
Like,
yeah,
Kadarius Toney, he ain't got no Taylor Swift, so I don't know why he dropping passes like he does. But
Kadarius Toney, okay, in order: Travis Kelce, Kadarius Toney, Taylor Swift,
and that's crazy. and I want to say something before people start saying, "Oh, you guys didn't make the NFL," blah blah. You're right. Compared to us. If you compare a D1 college NCAA football player compared to us, we some roaches. I'm not going to sit here and lie.
I got poison ivy in second grade and quit the football team.
That's crazy. I didn't do that. I just said I'm not going to worth getting an injury for a 0-16 team. That just wasn't happening. But, you know, we are roaches compared to them. But when we compare you, we are comparing you to your peers. That means in the NFL. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm not comparing you to the normal civilian. Because if we've seen them, I've seen NFL players up close. Them boys is different.
Yeah, that D3 basketball or D3 football players would destroy me.
Yeah. Like let's be honest now. Most high school players would destroy the average.
Oh, yeah.
So when I say you was playing like a scrub, I'm not saying you're playing a scrub to me, because to me, I'm less than a scrub. I'm just, I don't know what I am.
Well, that being
said, I'm used gloves that I'll throw in the garbage.
That being said, I can guard Kadarius Toney because he's probably going to drop the ball anyway.
Oh, you see, you're wild. Kadarius, you're going to have him be like, what's his at? What's his Twitter? Yeah, he's me somewhere.
He's going to find me on Twitter.
I'll fly out to you.
Actually, you know what? If that happened, I would actually make all these socials just to like have, because I would start making money off stuff like that.
You'd be like that Suns player that beat a guy's ass at the Suns game and then made an NFT and then tried to sell it.
No, I would promote myself as the guy that guarded Kadarius Toney.
There was a guy.
I wouldn't make an NFT though. I'm not.
Well, this is during 2020, but still, there was a guy who beat a fan's ass at a basketball game saying Suns in 4 after beating his ass. And then got invited out to multiple games by the Suns. Made a whole account saying Suns in 4, and then made shirts saying Suns in 4, and then made a profit.
Oh, okay.
That.
I would 100%
do that.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
I would tattoo myself orange and blue if I made enough money doing that.
You're wild. And tattoos is crazy, but this is another one which really is more of a low-key topic. Peacock being the only streaming service to show KC versus Dolphins outside of NFL.
Fuck that.
That's stupid. I was going to say a different word, but that might get me canceled. it's the R word, but it's not the one that rhymes with grape. Listen. Hey, I had to clarify because people would take that left.
No, it's okay.
Listen. The reason why people liked Netflix when it first came out is because they had things that you could only get on there and they didn't have ads.
Well, they had, actually, it was the opposite. They had everything.
Yeah, they had anything. They had everything, but without the ad.
Yeah, it was without the ads, they had everything, and it was cheaper than cable.
Yeah. Now there's so many different motherfuckers.
It's the same cost, yeah.
Yeah, it's the same cost, and I might as well have a cable. I might as well have cable, because guess what? Cable applies to all of, like, I always tell people, I have the damn time. Awesome and Fios is on all of them.
Yeah.
Like, so if you have a membership with them, you can just get all of them.
Like when I actually move into my house, it's already set up for cable. Mm-hmm. and you get internet and cable for like the same price. No. You know, it's like, why wouldn't I get cable at this point? Like, yeah, I'm only going to use it to turn on News 12.
First
maybe.
Of all, I also don't think that's a good look. I mean, I get it. It's also on the NFL Plus, which a lot of people have been asking me for because I got that thing.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I got it at a discount for 8 months for only $6 for 8 months. So that's the only reason why I got it. But at the same time, that is stupid because you're kind of limiting your viewership.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't get that. Now I can't even watch it on my TV because my TV doesn't have NFL Plus.
I think realistically, I like the YouTube Red route. Mm-hmm. If they made sure that Red Zone covered every single game, mm-hmm. or like you could watch every game through YouTube with a subscription, mm-hmm. that should be the way to do it. Mm-hmm. I understand like Amazon needing their Thursday games and
Peacock because they pay for that.
Exactly.
But I think certain playoff games shouldn't be like that though.
Playoff games should never be like that.
Yeah, and the fact that this game is like that and it's a pretty important game.
That's
an issue.
That was a great thing with DirecTV because where my mom's is now, you can only get satellite. But when you have...
You ain't kidding. Yeah, she is.
Yeah.
I had to call this man because my text didn't go through.
When you have DirecTV and you get the NFL package, you are getting every single... Or actually, I don't know anymore because I don't know how it works with Prime. But you could watch every game, even if it was out of network.
You know, Prime usually only has one game.
Yeah, well, I'm not sure.
And it's the worst game every time.
Well, I thought they had the Thursday games. I thought that was their thing.
Yeah, but the recent Thursday games have been pretty boring.
That's fair. That's
except for maybe recently, but usually they've been pretty boring. Yeah. It's been like you said, NFC South. I mean, it's been games like that where it's like, all right, who really wants to watch unless it's the Texans?
That's true. But I still see
Or Jaguars sometimes.
I still see it as, at least when I had DirecTV, mm-hmm. it was, especially being a Broncos fan, mm-hmm. you know, because Fox was playing the Giants or the Jets game. Pix 11 was Giants or Jets. Although Pix is a local station, but, mm-hmm. you know, whatever. And then MSN would just be Cowboys or whatever the most popular team is. Mm-hmm. You know, unless it was specifically 2013 to 2016, it was out of network. Mm-hmm. So it was always on the NFL's channels that they had on DirecTV to watch those specific games.
Yeah. No, I just don't like this whole streaming thing. I liked it, but not how it is now. But we're going to go past that. So I don't know about you for MVP, but right now I got Lamar's 1, 2, CMC in 3. I hate to say it.
Joe Flacco.
No. I hate to say it, but Dak has had a good season. Yeah, he has had a good season.
Dak usually has a good season.
But it's been better than usual.
This year is definitely different.
But I don't think he's going to win it over CMC and Lamar, unless Lamar just shits the bed in the playoffs. Even though playoffs shouldn't matter, it does matter for MVP. They always bring it up. So if let's say Lamar loses to either the Texans or the Browns, right? Because they play each other, I think?
I'm not sure.
I think they play each other. I'll tell you right now.
Well, they're not playing this week.
No, not this week. But I'm saying just in general.
Oh, who they would play. Yeah.
So yeah, yep, Texans. Browns versus Texans. If he loses to either one of those, that might flip-flop.
Dude.
CMC would get it.
There's a lot of games even this week that are... Like, you have the team with Deshaun Watson playing the team that Deshaun Watson was on, mm-hmm. who rebuilt, and they're, I would argue, a better offensive team. And then you have Tyreek Hill's going back to Kansas City. You have, is it Lions-Rams this week?
Yes.
Which is Jared Goff, Matt Stafford.
Yeah, all the teams that were traded for each other.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. You know, I tell people, if the Browns win the Super Bowl, Deshaun Watson is out of there. He's gone.
Oh, man.
He's gone.
If I was the Browns, I would do everything in my power to get rid of him.
You're going to have to give up picks, player. You're going to have to give up a lot because I don't see no team taking that contract without something.
And you could see even with the Broncos
they might have to pay him a little bit, too. They might have to pay the cost of it. I mean, because... if you went with a guy that's coming off his couch, that's it. From New Jersey?
Yeah.
Oh, no, no, no. New York would have been one thing, but you coming from New Jersey, mm-mm. Which is crazy because New Jersey is actually known for a lot of basketball and football players, but you can't. I can't have a guy who's making $2 million and you're making $225 million guaranteed. We got some issues.
So glad that there was a trade deal to shadow the Broncos trade deal.
Yeah, because people said the Browns was betting against themselves.
Well, it's one thing to overpay for a quarterback that underperforms. It's another thing
to overpay, then he doesn't play because he gets suspended, then he gets hurt, then he gets hurt again.
Yes, there's not only the...
And injuries aren't your fault, but your contract is.
It's between overpaying him being a controversial quarterback.
Well, people say the Texans set him up. They said they knew about all that stuff and just kept it hush hush until he wanted out.
Yeah.
That's allegedly. Sorry, you that word. I'm not trying to get sued.
Yeah, allegedly. Regardless of how it was brought to light, you know, whether there was actually conspiracy or not, that's one thing. But it did happen. You know, however deep it goes or whatever actually happened, we'll never know. But he's still going to be a controversial quarterback for the rest of his career.
Mm-hmm.
But you way overpay him, super controversial, sits out a season before, then sits out another 12 games and then underperforms consistently. You know, he had a couple good games this season, granted, but Joe Flacco showed that offense is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's as good. I think it's probably top 10.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't think it's better than Eagles if they're hot or San Fran, Miami, you know, whatever. That is way worse than Russell Wilson any day of the week.
Yeah, I mean, like I was saying before, injuries are very rarely ever the player's fault. You know, injuries are just circumstances that are just unfortunate. But as I always say, I got to look at that contract. And in the words of Shannon Sharp, there's always somebody that can play worse for cheaper. And it's not that he wasn't horrible when he was on the field. He just didn't live up to that contract.
Joe Flacco was better, unfortunately.
Yeah, and
that's not because of the hype. That's just a general.
Yeah, that's just what it is. So if he brings them all the way to the promised land,
dude,
and you can't, think about what happened to what's-his-face over Philly. The second they won that Super Bowl, he was gone. He was not there for much longer than that. Same thing with Derek Carr. He got hurt. They made the playoffs. They didn't go far, but they still made it, and he was never the same. But that's a different circumstance.
Yeah.
But at the same time, the Eagles is the perfect situation. Don't let them win. Do not let them win.
It would be so funny. Joe Flacco starting again in the same conference.
It would kind of see, but the difference is between Joe Flacco and what's his face off the Eagles is that he was on the Eagles bench the whole time. Joe Flacco was called in.
That's true. Yeah.
Hey, listen. You know, we know you've been on the bench taking care of your 7 kids. We need you to come on in.
We're down to our last quarterback of like 6.
Because apparently Cam told him no.
That I didn't hear.
Yeah, I think
I'm surprised.
Let me Google that.
Because I know Cam wants, or he says he wants back in the league. I'm not sure how much he wants back in the league. I know he wants a starting position, which I think is odd.
I thought I had seen somewhere.
It sounds right that they would have asked him.
Because I went from multiple people. Yeah, because I see here he was signed to the practice squad, but I can't see. There was an article somewhere that I saw that they had asked around, but they couldn't find anybody. Tom Brady was one of them.
Oh, no.
And he was considering it until they... Until I think this is according to Tom Brady, which could be a joke, but some of his family members brought like a retirement cake to him, and that's when really solidified that he was done.
Yeah.
I'm not seeing it anymore, but I could have sworn they went after Cam. But yeah, I mean, listen, the fact that Bruh's coming from his house and is outperforming you in the offense you've been in for.
Well,
you had time to read that playbook. Now.
Yeah, I think it's a little disingenuous to say that because he was practicing with his family, which I know
with
that,
his sons.
Yes, but I know
and
that,
friends.
Yes. But you have to think, if you're a starting quarterback, you were a starting quarterback for that long.
But that's not NFL speed, though.
True. It's not. I'm just trying to say it's not quite as much as coming off the couch.
You were looking like Michael Jordan in Space Jam. You out here reaching.
No.
It's not the same thing.
It's not like he was the second string quarterback and he became the first string. But he was. He was practicing to prepare to join a team.
I can say this. He's always been known as a competent QB.
Yes.
But playing with your sons or playing with your friends in the backyard or at a turf is not the same thing as practicing on an NFL team.
Yes. But I also, what I'm trying to get at is his friends and his family are still all in that mindset, you know?
Yeah, of course. Okay.
When CMC was growing up, he was on...
There's a photo of him sitting on Shannon Sharpe's lap.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. As a kid, as a baby. Mm-hmm.
Think of that. That's his friends, his peers, his family. Mm-hmm. So you get that little, it's definitely significantly
it's a boost.
More.
This is going to be a bad word, but it's the only word I could think of. He was groomed for the NFL.
Yeah.
It's a bad word, but it's the right word.
It's bad in certain contexts. Yeah. I think in this one specific context, it's just kind of how it is.
Yeah, he was groomed. His father was a Hall of Fame player.
Yeah.
So who
played for
the Broncos. That's what I'm saying.
One of the best teams in the NFL, historically.
Yeah, okay, here we go. With Shannon Sharpe. But yeah. And we will speak on them before we start wrapping up. But before we speak on them, I got to do that with a little apology. But at the same time, there are certain players who are groomed for it. But just because somebody wants you to go there doesn't mean that's where you will. I mean, we've seen that time and time again. Certain prodigies don't do well.
Oh, 100%.
And it happens. Not everybody's going to be like their father. But I might as well get to this now. Because after this, we're probably going to wrap it up. Mm. We pretty much talked about most of the teams here in terms of where they're at.
Yeah.
Listen, so I had told, or I had made a statement, you know, no matter how bad the Giants do, they would never be worse than I think the Browns, and there was another team, I think.
Don't say it was another playoff team.
No, I think they were knocked out the playoff. It could have been the Jaguars. Browns. It was another like historically bad team.
Jets.
Like, no.
Not Lions.
No.
Lions.
I kind of anticipated have a good year because their offense had been building up to this point.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And then their defense caught up a little bit. I can't remember the other team, but it could have been the Cardinals. But yeah, no. I mean, I said no matter what the Browns do, they will never ever, never ever. My Giants would never, ever be as bad as the Browns. And come to find out, them some bitches made the play. With Joe Flacco. Who?
A historically bad Giants team, mind you.
No. Not historically. We've had some worse teams than this one. Way worse teams than this one.
They're not quite bottom of the barrel, but I feel like one or two more injuries.
Think about
it.
We were one Eagles game away from making the playoffs.
Yeah.
And the Eagles are now on a downs trot. The Cowboys have stepped it up, and the Commanders are still the Commanders. So, like I said, it was still a wrong statement because of how the season... So
flagrant, honestly.
See, now you're stealing my word. That's crazy. But it was a flagrant statement, and then it ended up, you know, being 11 and something. But, you know, as I always say, I was a victim of circumstance. I was a victim of circumstance, a victim of a situation. Right now, I'm going through trials and tribulations. But at the same time, my Giants will come back. And like I said, I got the Ravens going all the way. I would be a little bit upset if the Browns went all the way. Because, you know.
That'd be so funny.
It would not be funny. Because then I'd have to turn my phone off from some people. Some people would get, put on mute.
Mute.
Trust me. I ain't speaking to you for the next month.
I only know one Browns fan.
I know two. I know two or three, though.
Yeah, actually, my boss's boss is a Browns fan, unfortunately.
It's funny, because I was telling Vanessa, I said, hey, the one team you don't want to root for is the Jets, the Browns, who else? The Titans, even though I rooted for the Titans as a kid growing up. That's because of the Titans. I'm trying to think who else. Jaguars. Yeah, that's what my dad told me growing up. And he said, those are two different Titan teams.
Don't the Titans and Remember the Titans wear green?
They were a high school team, too.
Yeah, and they wear green instead of completely blue different and team. Silver.
Completely different team, but I was rocking with them because of that movie, because it was the same team name.
That's fair. All right.
And then I slowly moved to a different blue team, to the Giants. But I told her, I said, yeah, Jets, Browns, Bills, only because of their Super Bowl history, and Jaguars, I think. Come to find out, she become a Jets fan. The Browns end up going to the playoffs. The Jaguars almost made the playoffs. And the Bills are in the playoffs.
Yeah, I think...
ironically enough.
Not to jump back too hard, but I think that's why Vrabel got fired, is they were the best team in the AFC South, and now they're third. Yeah. You know? And they haven't gotten significantly better. Tannehill jumped off a cliff, and then the two or three quarterbacks that they picked up haven't panned out.
I'm just tired of all this apologies that I've been having to give out on this damn podcast as I started. I've had to apologize to the Mavs because they started cooking. The Houston Rockets I've had to apologize to because I said I thought they were going to be ass.
You just have to stop being wrong.
No. No.
just stop being wrong all the time.
No. I always tell people, I hate losing. I could care less about winning. I just hate losing. So when I'm wrong, I'm going to say I was wrong because of circumstance.
Because of circumstance.
Yes, because listen, there's no... You telling me you would have thought the Texans and the Browns would be in the playoffs right now? You telling me that?
I could see one of them, but as a dark horse pick.
Stop it. But yes. Both?
No, not both.
Both as 11-6 and 10-7?
One of them as a sleeper pick.
Stop it. Not as a second, not in second AFC North.
Yeah,
who would have thought both the Steelers and Bengals would have their collapse?
Steelers
are in the playoffs, but Browns have a higher seed than them.
I'm not sure if Steelers I would call it a collapse.
Bengals
definitely. Steelers no.
Steelers are the most consistently winning franchise currently, but they don't go far.
Yeah, but when winning is 9-8.
9-8, 10-7.
Like, I forget his name, the head coach.
Yeah.
He's never had a losing season, but when your winning seasons are all 9-8, 9-8, 9-8, 10-7, you know.
Well, that's because the Bengals have been up and down. The Browns were always down until recently, and the Ravens were the only one that gave them issues.
Yeah.
So that's why, but there's no way you could have told me Bengals 9-8 with Joe Burrow. I mean, Joe Burrow got hurt, but still. 10-7 for the Steelers. The Ravens, I kind of had an idea they were going to bounce back, but I would not have expected them to be 11-6. Maybe 7-6 and 10. But 11-6? Nah, you got me fucked up. Mm-mm.
I mean, they have they do have weapons there. That defense has been stout for a while.
When you guys say
I'm saying it's believable. It wasn't like impossible. The combination, you're right. You're completely right. But if you look at the Texans...
I'm just tired, man. I'm just tired. I'm tired.
I don't think I would ever be that confident to be like, oh, my team's going to be better than your team.
You know I have an ego problem, saying a confidence issue. So I'm always going to talk my shit. I mean, let's say, and the chances of this isn't high, but let's say the Broncos and the Giants met up in the Super Bowl. Listen, Derek is my guy, but I wouldn't talk to him for that whole week until I knew what it was. Now if we won, hey, you know, I'm just saying,
my phone game. Would be off.
I would say good game, but I wouldn't expect a reply. I mean, I know what to expect. And, no. And if Derek
okay,
won,
okay, wait. I'm calling it. You would not just say good
yes,
game.
Yes, I would.
No. Okay. As someone that before the season started, you shat on the Browns so hard that you have to apologize. You would not just say good game. Listen. I would not hear it.
But
for
they
months.
Came at me.
Every time.
They came at me, though.
Every time I would say that, oh, man, the Broncos are looking pretty good. You'd be like, hey, remember that Super Bowl that one time?
Listen. No. Time out. I would say, yes, I remember the Super Bowl one time. But I'm not going to be. Every time I see you, yeah, my team beat you in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, okay.
That's just not that. No,
not forever.
Yeah, no.
Just whenever it came up.
No, because talking about if when it first happens, I can't do that because I understand.
No, you would do it.
No. I'd be like, hey, good game. But 2 months from then, you should have been moved on by that point. Then I might bring it up. But when it first happens, oh no, it'd be the same thing if the Broncos won.
No, you wouldn't let me move on from it. Just like I wouldn't let you move on from it. I know better, and you know better.
That's listen. The most
you're just lying to yourself.
I'm not lying. I'm just saying when it first happened, like for the first month, I be like, all right, I understand him being a little salty about it. I get that.
No, you would treat it like my dog died, and then after a while, you'd be like, haha, your dog's dead. Remember that?
Damn. I don't know.
You kick me while I'm down.
Listen, I can't say I wouldn't necessarily do it that way. I would just say, hey, listen, you know what I mean, we did beat y'all, but it'd be the same thing with the Cowboys. We beat the Cowboys in the playoffs, but they always have a number in the regular season.
I'm looking up the record
against who?
The Broncos versus the Giants overall.
I think you guys have beaten us more times, I think. Unless the only case I can see is like...
You guys beat us in a Super Bowl.
That must have been a minute ago.
Yes.
Okay, I was about to say.
21.
Yeah, I was about to say. Because I do remember we did beat y'all, but I don't... Shit. I don't really count that because I was Stone Ages.
Shit, okay. Actually, that's pretty cool. It's tied.
Oh.
7-7.
See, I told you. But yeah, that's Super Bowl win. I don't count that because that was decades ago. That'd be like me saying, hey, remember that one time we beat John 21? Like,
remember?
Yeah, that'd be like me bringing up the Knicks championship in 69. Who cares?
Oh, yeah.
like, that's it. If it's not in the 2000s, nobody cares.
Oh, no. But if it happened like next season out of nowhere, Daniel Jones has... the season of a lifetime. Russell Wilson decides to play for the Broncos and they get the right pieces and they make it in the Super Bowl and one of our teams wins. Mm. The other one will not hear the end of it for a long time.
Oh, well, yeah, it would definitely be brought up. Like, for instance, if you came at me saying my team's better than yours, like for instance, if let's say my team is having a bad year, right? And your team is having a good year. And you came to me, yo, my Broncos is doing this, that.
Man, remember that Super Bowl?
Yeah, that's when I'm gonna bring it up. But I'm not gonna be driving down a car with you. Yeah, you remember that time the Giants beat you on the Super Bowl? That's not something I would do.
No.
That's just not something I would do.
You would be nice enough to have it come up in context.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. You make it seem like I'm just gonna every time I come to you, yo, my Giants beat y'all last year. Nah, not really. I get that.
Hey, you didn't catch that ball, just like Jerry Jeudy didn't catch in the Super Bowl.
No, I wouldn't do that. I'm not that petty. They call me the petty king, but I ain't that petty. I mean, that's a little excessive. But I think we're at 2 hours. Roman, are we at 2 hours? Because I think we started like 12:19.
You got 2 minutes.
Oh, okay.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, so...
Okay,
that's good. All right. So, yeah, I mean, the last thing we can talk about, that man Russell gone. But the Broncos have had a good conversation.
They're talking about him staying.
If I'm Russell, I'm going to ATL. I'm gone. I'm gone. Listen, I'm taking me, Ciara, we going right down to Atlanta. We indulging in them lemon pepper wings a week straight.
You know what? If Atlanta or I could see Pittsburgh... giving them a good offer. I could see,
but that's the thing though. The Pittsburgh Steelers, they never had a head coach issue. They've always had a locker room issue. And him coming from the Legion of Boone where they had a locker room issue that wasn't brought up with the Steelers who always have a locker room issues that always get brought to the public.
That's fair.
I don't necessarily think he'd want to have another, he has an office. He has his own office. I don't think he'd want that again.
Well, I could still see him going there.
And,
like,
in Atlanta,
as like a fit.
In Atlanta, at least he can get lit in private.
That's fair.
Because everybody's getting lit in Pride. So he can hit the strip clubs. He can hit the Magic Mikes. And nobody's going to say nothing. Because that's just the
really, environment. I could see Atlanta, Pittsburgh, Tennessee, I could actually see.
I don't think they
need a quarterback.
They need a quarterback, but I don't see him going there.
I could, anything could be done for the right price. Mm. And I think that's.
They'd have to give him a max.
I mean.
They'd have to give him a max.
Well, no, that's the thing.
Because I think Atlanta also has some money now, too.
Because the Broncos would be eating most of. The Broncos would basically be paying for him to be on whatever team he goes to.
Mm-hmm.
That's. The Broncos just have to admit that if that's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
The real question is how much of Russ's contract is whatever team he goes to willing to eat? And at a certain point, I don't think anyone really wants to eat that much of what Russ is cooking. So he's going to be a Bronco next
They'll
year.
They'll eat it if they think him coming in is a guaranteed ring. That's it. And I don't think none of those teams are guaranteed rings.
No.
Yeah.
I think
a lot of them are. Getting on that stage to get there, but they ain't there yet.
I think if you're the AFC South and you get someone like Russ, I could see them being playoff bound multiple years and that being a worthwhile investment.
But he can't play at like the start of last season Russ or the start of this season Russ. He got to perform.
He
has to perform. If he doesn't perform, fuck that contract. Listen, Atlanta's a pretty forgiving city. But them cross-dressers will start throwing heels at you if you don't perform right. They will knock your ass
out. I'm sorry, the what?
Yeah, listen, Atlanta's known for having that kind of population to where they have a lot of transgenders and stuff like that.
I didn't know that.
Yeah,
I've never been to Atlanta.
Transgenders and BBLs going wrong. That's what they say that state is. Them in Florida. But Florida's
crazy.
Florida for the BBLs, not because of the transgenders.
Well, even if it was, I would assume with all this stuff recently, they've been moving away.
But still, I mean, as much as calm as Atlanta was with Matt Ryan falling short, you know, if he comes there with Ciara, they're gonna lose their minds because women love him. Love him and they love his wife. So all those you know. LGBT, so they be support because I never heard him really disrespect them, even though he has that whole, you know, religion thing. I've never seen him disrespect them.
So I think most people know that there's like a line between being religious and being anti.
But if he sucks, he's gonna be seeing a mix of gold chains, Jordans, and heels getting flung at his head. He's gonna get all of it. He's gonna get all three wrapped in one. So and blunts being thrown at his head. Even though Atlanta's not known for weed, they definitely got weed up there.
Is it legal there now?
No, it's not.
Okay.
I think you can get away with it in the city, like in Atlanta. But if you go into Georgia.
Oh, yeah. If you're in like the middle of nowhere.
The second day.
Yeah.
Woo-woo, they're going to pull you right over. But yeah, so if he does go there, he has to perform. Or like I said, gold chains, blunts, Jordans, and heels will be going at his head.
I'm not sure about that. Because like if you're like with the Broncos, they have had that recently have had that explosiveness. They were a team recently, even though we're coming on 10 years now.
Mm-hmm.
So that slowly died off. You know, there was still like a level of like respectability to the team that's been slowly and surely dipping. Atlanta hasn't had that since Matt Ryan. And then before and after that,
well, because they're deemed to be a cursed franchise.
Yeah, I'm saying when you have a cursed franchise, it's just like.
But when you get there and you're a well-known name and you have a Super Bowl ring,
that's
Super Bowl experience. Now it becomes all right. You have the experience. Now we need you to get us there. And if you don't get us there with the expectation that we have, same thing with Rodgers.
Yeah.
If Rodgers doesn't perform next year and he doesn't get hurt,
if he doesn't get injured in the first.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Seconds,
and he underperforms? Oh, New York's going to have him on a coat hanger.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So it's just Atlanta's more forgiving. But just because you're more forgiving doesn't mean they forget.
That's fair, yeah.
They ain't forgot Matt Ryan for what he did in that Super Bowl. You might not have to hear about it as much. But I still hear people say, you know, fuck Tom Brady. They also say fuck Matt Ryan. So just nowhere near as much as they say fuck Tom Brady.
Yeah.
But I believe it is that time that we start wrapping up, unless you have another sentence to say about Russell and his conversations with the Broncos?
No, I'll just give some closing remarks. Okay. Let's go Miami this week.
You know, for a cold state guy, you repping a warm state is wild.
No, I just hate the Chiefs.
Fair enough.
I despise the Chiefs. Especially with the Taylor Swift stuff now, I can't get away from them.
The Swifties going crazy.
No, but that's the thing. Like, back before all this stuff happened, I would just hear about the Chiefs being a dominant team.
Because they were, and they
this
are.
Is their worst season, and I have heard so much, like, 200% more about them. That's why I love shitting on
because
the
of
team.
Taylor. Because of Taylor, I mean.
Oh, yeah.
Every game, there's been at least 3 cuts to Taylor Swift somewhere in that booth.
And I'm sick of it.
And I think everybody is. I think the commentator for that game said, hey, listen, I had a talk with the team. We said we're not going to show Taylor Swift as much. He said it on live air. He said we're not going to show Taylor Swift as much this time because this is football.
It's football.
Yeah, this is not the halftime show. That's literally what he said.
Like, so. I understand it, like, you know, like, if it was akin to, like, panning to a team player's mom or family or... No, they do it, like, 4 or 5 times a game. And she's there, like, every other week. It's like, yeah, she's at the game. She's been at the last 6. Who cares?
All the Swifties do. They want to see her.
They want to see...
And the Swifties have actually... And
she's in the booth, so you can't even see her that well. I don't get it. I really don't get it.
Go ahead, Derek. Go ahead.
Just like when they pan, to Jerry Jones, it's the same thing. Everyone complains about that. But for some reason, it's someone that's not even involved in football. And she just happens to be dating someone that's really good at football. And she's also really famous that they'll pan to her like 10 times. And it ruins the game.
Okay, so or I'm just so I have a quick question before we wrap up at the Glorious Rack Studios. Because I've heard that a lot. How does it ruin the game when it's just a pan?
I would rather them spend that. Well, because it's not just a pan; it's 10 of them, or 5 of them. You know, whatever. Okay. I'm gonna keep upping the number.
Okay,
but they could be showing like I am one of those people that loves those stupid stats. Like, I think I sent you the screenshot of it was Sean Payton running off the field, and it was the first time the Broncos have had a winning record since 2016.
I saw that live, too.
That I like seeing those random numbers and stats like that, and sometimes panning on the crowd's really cool, but panning on the same person multiple times a game, like that random Chargers fan. That 1 week where it's like, oh, they found the Chargers fan, so they pan to the same person 6 times. And it's like, yeah, exactly. It's annoying. But if it's someone that's famous, they just don't care. That's my gripe, if you will.
No, I get it. Like I said, I get it. I mean, I don't necessarily know how that ruins the game. But it takes attention away from the game. That's probably the word you're looking for.
It's
attention. Attention grabber.
No. I'm purposely being more.
You're being extra. That's what we call that.
Yes. I am purposely being extra to get my point across.
I get you.
Actually like ruins the game? No. I just think it's something that's not. It's not part of the game, and it does take from the game.
It takes attention away from it.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, like I said, I get it.
And it's like, yeah, you're getting 100,000 more people to watch the game, but they're not watching the game. They're on
watching
their
for
phone,
Taylor Swift.
And then they hear Taylor Swift, and they look at the screen.
Well, time out, hold on. If it's a kid might, you know, look at his phone, blah, 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 but you might eventually get them getting into football. And
oh, maybe.
I wonder if there's a stat, because I've noticed recently there's been more... this is just me. There's been more women that I know getting into football for whatever reason. Whether it's Taylor Swift, whether it's because of their parents, whether because they just caught a feeling for it. I've had numerous women just start watching football this season for whatever reason. Like I said, my friend Vanessa, she barely watched football. All of a sudden, she replied to one message. She replied to one of my stories that involved the Jets, and all of a sudden she became a Jets fan, and we went to a Jets game, and now she's been watching the Jets every game.
But not because of the random pans to Taylor Swift.
Just because she just randomly just started messaging me about football.
Yeah.
So I, and makes it even worse when we were at the Jets game. I think the gentleman thought that was my girlfriend. He was like, so, how'd you get her to come to a football game? And I said, she just wanted to go. and Vanessa looked at me like, why can't I just want to come to a football game? Like,
see, and that's the weirdest thing to me, because my dad's not a football fan.
Mm-hmm.
My mom is football.
Mm-hmm.
She's not into any other sport.
Mm-hmm.
She's into football.
Hockey?
No.
Oh,
football.
Surprise.
She doesn't watch as much anymore, but even if it's during the NFL season, she will not wear any other colors other than orange and blue.
Mm-hmm. That's a fact. I've seen her mostly in blue my whole life.
She wears orange and she wears blue, and that's
even her car was blue.
Yes,
the Bucking Bronco.
Mm-hmm.
Well, sorry, that wasn't blue.
No, her car now is blue.
Yeah, but I was saying before
that. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. But it was named the Bucking Bronco. So
yes.
So I mean, yeah. But we do gotta wrap up. We are in the notorious, the great Rack Studio with my guy Roman as the engineer. Want to give him a good old shout out. We got our the clap is crazy. we got our boy Derek here who will always probably be there for any football talks. I'm gonna try to get you back for Super Bowl. You might be in school though, so we'll see. But it has been your boy, Huey, episode number 10. I'm going to try to give y'all another two episodes this month to close it out. Probably mostly football, some basketball, you know, basketball season is going on.
It's going to be so fun to be able to jump into basketball again. I fell off once, like, playoffs were in the picture.
Mm-hmm. Most of my topics have been basketball, football related recently, even on podcasts that really didn't have to do with
Oh, okay, yeah.
So that's just because football season's ramping up. But once that is done, we got to figure out what to do from there. It'll be probably basketball, some baseball, and then whatever entertainment's going on. But it has been the Huey Show with your boy Huey, episode number 7, and I will see y'all. Number 10. Derek just reminded me. You could just say number 10 on the mic. But it has been episode number 10. And we will see y'all when we see y'all. Deuces.